You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the game!
We're going.
I love the fact he, like...
Sorry, listeners.
All right, hang on,
That's a good...
Sexy.
No one knows what to do now.
Welcome to another Ragnarok.
Hey, he gets to introduce it.
No, this is my game, guys. So I hope you enjoy the beginning of it.
Today,
first game I'm running
ever.
Yes, ever.
Today we'll be playing the pencil sharpener.
All right. Well, I'm Meyer, and this is my first. Well, one of my first games ever running. So I decided to do a smaller, more intimate...
What are you running?
I'm running... Yeah. Oh, that's good. I'm running Star Wars Edge of the Empire.
Ooh.
Beginner game, beginner adventure, written by Fantasy Flight. It is... Oh, my God.
Seriously, Will?
Will, stop it. Bad Will.
Tonight, Meyer will be playing the role of George Lucas.
I gotta do a lot of...
Oh, so he's gonna ruin the game?
I gotta do a lot of rewrites. a lot of edits to this game. It's a beginner game. It came out, I think, maybe even before the core rulebook.
I have a
As
pencil,
a way to...
I thought you were throwing one at me.
To learn the system,
We're gonna learn
the system and also get me some confidence in running a game because it's like my, you know, second game running. I haven't run a game in, I don't know, a year or so.
And a lot more than that.
The last game you ran a Star Wars game a while ago.
I did a No Way Squad game at some point.
Oh yeah,
yeah, you did.
I remember the
snow guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's definitely been more than a year.
I remember the Star Wars game. Chris and Ryan just sat there because they were the
Celestrians.
Yeah. So I decided,
and none of us knew what we were doing. So
beginner game, get some confidence, get these guys to learn the game, and maybe even if you're not aware of the system, you could also learn the system as you listen. So hopefully this is good, and you guys don't.
Learn with us, listeners.
And if you have any constructive criticism, please comment. Give me some comments because I like constructive criticism.
Only constructive though.
And if it's awful, you probably won't listen to it.
Yeah.
Because it might not go on. It's terrible, but it'll be good.
All right. You guys can say who you are and who you playing.
Will's murdering Jawas.
All right. I am Alex, and I am playing Pash, the human smuggler.
I'm Ryan, and I am playing Oscara, the Twi'lek bounty hunter.
I am playing 4-1 Vex, Alex's favorite.
Oh, my God, who are you?
Alex's favorite. Oh, I'm in.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing 4-1 Vex, Alex's favorite droid.
No, it's... Pash's favorite droid.
Who's Alex's favorite droid?
Definitely the one on the bottom of Jabba's palace is getting his feet burned.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I'm playing I think it's Lorik, and I'm a Wookiee. I'm a hired gun.
And what's your name?
Don't have to know that.
Oh, okay. Confidential.
Will. It's Will. Will, I see Will.
Oh, okay.
Hi, guys.
We've got Will here.
See, nobody cares.
No, I wish we had Wayne.
That's in here.
All right. So, eventually...
And our secret fifth player, Wayne Knight.
So, the adventure begins. At this point, you'll be hearing the Star Wars opening cream. Which I can't, play because of copyright.
George Lucas would sue us.
And I know Disney would sue us.
That's true.
And you want to mess with Disney money. So, opening credits. Escape from Mashuta, I think I can answer. It's S-U-H-U-U-T-A. Shuta?
Shuta? Yeah, I'm going with Shuta.
Shuta.
Mashuta, I think.
Shuta?
S-H-U-U-T-A, right?
Oh, Shuta.
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 Mashuta. It is a period of unrest and opportunity in the galaxy. The Galactic Empire struggles to maintain control in the midst of civil war. Meanwhile, scoundrels and smugglers, explorers, and expatriates,
stop.
And fringers of all types scramble for a living on the edge of the galactic civilization. It is a hard life, but these renegades have more freedom and opportunity than any citizen in the core world.
I'm sorry, now I'm just picturing a whole bunch of Star Wars characters singing It's a Hard Knock Life.
On the desert world of
Tatooine!
I like to scream everything that's in bold capital letters.
Thank you for the context, Meyer.
I hear they have a lot of sand.
And blue milk.
Oh, mountains, too.
Two suns.
Look up at the two suns! The two suns!
A few such renegades have run afoul of a crime boss, local crime boss named Timo the Hutt. Which would be these guys?
That's us. Well, no.
You're not Timo. You guys are run afoul. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all Timo the Hutt.
You could be. Trapped in the tiny spaceport of Mashuta. Is that how you say
it? Shuta.
Shuta.
Mashuta!
The renegades have no choice but to steal a starship and flee Timo's forces. Fortunately, a suitable starship has recently docked at the landing bay, a freighter called the Crick Fang, captained by a Trandoshan slaver named Trex. As they flee through the sun-baked streets, the renegades duck into a local cantina to hide from the pursuers.
Which ones are the Trandoshans again?
They are lizard guys. They're
like
Bosk.
Oh, look, Monkey has her slipper in.
This isn't a shit show, right?
It's not.
I like to shit on myself. I'm German.
Literally.
That's gonna make it off.
I'm just constantly shitting.
Did you
give me a reason because you're German?
I don't know. No, why? Because I was watching Craig Ferguson earlier, and he made a joke how German people like poop.
Scheiße porn?
Yeah.
I'm
sure Crawl Kill does not. It's just a
yeah, I think we just
let
lost,
us know Crawl Kill.
I think we just lost ourselves a fan right there.
No, blame Craig Ferguson and not.
Oh, I always blame Craig Ferguson. Scotch bastard.
Is he German from Germany?
Crawl Kill? I think he is from Germany.
We love you, Crawl Kill. Don't hate us.
You were talking about Craig Ferguson.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was about to say, no.
That's a German accent, right?
Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
Yeah.
So Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck.
Sorry.
The most German character in cartoon history.
I'm going to say everyone takes two strains because you were running in the hot desert, so not only is it hot, but you're,
so we're
sweaty.
Taking two strain?
I'm not sweaty.
Well, you still overheat. Some of your circuits must be overheated.
Right, we're screwed.
In the sun, baking in
my joints are freezing up.
So, there's a threshold. Is that when our strain hits our threshold, will we pass out?
Yeah,
you
pass out.
Okay.
Similar to your wound threshold.
Gotcha.
All right, yes or no? 4-1 Vex speaks like this. Gentlemen, we must get out.
No.
It's your character.
No.
So,
No, I actually don't want to speak like that. All
right, so you step down a short flight of stairs into the cantina's shadowy common room. The cool air, a blessed relief from the scorching heat of Tatooine. The Devorian bartender pauses in his chores to stare at you. His devilish, see, that's a pun because Devorians look like the devil. They have
Play the same song!
Oh, okay.
His devilish features intimidating. On a stage on the far wall, a twilight woman dances to recorded music. Sexily.
Ooh.
I glanced sexily.
I glanced disdainfully over her.
I have no interest.
Private booths line the walls, and the cantina is scattered with tables and chairs. A few patrons turn in their seats to stare at you. The only other exits you see from the room are what looks to be a storage closet in one corner and a doorway between the twilight dancer. The arched roof above you is supported by a thick, heavy struts. You only have a few moments to find a hiding place before Timo's thugs arrive. What do you...
They're directly chasing us?
They are directly chasing you.
Alright, in that case... So the door is behind the Twi'lek, or like
yes,
next
it's like,
to the
it's
stage?
Yes, it's a stage. It's a stage, and, you know, to get, you know, I guess behind stages.
Well, in that case, I'm just going to wink at her and jump up on stage and go out the door.
It's not a door. It's just, you see, it's probably goes... Well, you don't know.
So
it's
like
goes to
a backstage area?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, better than sitting in the bar waiting to get shot.
Yeah.
And here, they have a map, so I'll show you too what it looks like. I'm sorry, listeners, you don't know this, but you don't know what this looks like.
Sucks to be you, listeners.
It sucks to be you. A map of what it looks like.
So that's the entrance.
Yes.
That's the spaceport.
Is Figuring Dan?
That's a cantina.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is Figuring Dan and his cantina band playing that same song?
It's,
Well, this sucks.
You hear the music, but you don't know where it's coming from. It's like speakers. It's only the Twi'lek dancer. She's dancing some music, I guess, coming out from speakers.
I'm guessing the guards that are chasing us know us by our faces?
I'm wearing my face off.
How many are there?
There are four. One for each.
Alright.
They're Gamorreans, of course.
Do we want to hide or do we want to fight?
So what's the crowd like in here? Is this like a hive of scum and villainy kind of cantina?
It's like a scum and villainy type of.
Okay, so we're gonna, if we fight, we're probably gonna end up drawing a whole bunch of,
unwanted attention.
Unwanted attention.
What if we start a bar fight before they get here?
Well, yeah.
Cause a scene.
Do they serve my kind in here?
He's not kicking you out.
Yeah, they didn't say anything about droids, so I figured...
Maybe we can get these people in here to start a bar fight, then we can hide.
What else something to do with the Wookiee that walked in with?
All right.
What do you guys think? I mean, those are our options. There's no good hiding space.
Yeah.
Well, you said this is the backstage.
Yeah, but everyone, they're going to come in and say, hey, where are those guys? And they're going to point to the stage.
Yeah,
I guess we don't really have an option, then.
Unless we try to hide. But what I'm thinking is we start a bar fight, and in the confusion, then we can go hide backstage.
All right. So somebody start a bar fight.
Will, start a bar fight.
I would say the Wookiee is probably the best one.
I'm gonna look at the bar. I'm gonna look at the bar area where people are drinking, and I'm gonna find.
Oh, I only have one dice.
A group of people.
There's a couple.
It's not
packed, but
they're together.
I'm gonna say it's probably maybe two right. people talking to each other.
I'm going to take. So start a bar fight.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually go over to one of the guys, pick him up, and throw him across. Throw him out of his seat and sit down.
Okay.
So then make a brawl, a brawl check.
Wait.
So you plus? Add your.
Brawl check.
So brawl.
No. Just look at the bottom.
Make a brawl check then.
Look at brawl.
So it's one.
No. It has your dice right there.
Tell you your dice pool here.
One.
Difficult, average.
So take two dice.
Two dice. So I need two of these guys.
Yeah.
And the rest of you just gonna be watching this.
I'm gonna wait and see.
Okay.
How that goes.
I want to make a success.
Check. Why?
I don't know. One ability success, and that
That's a success.
An advantage.
Yeah.
I got an advantage.
What is skullduggery?
Skullduggery is like picking locks and
on the proficiency dice, I got two advantages. And,
alright, so.
Difficulty dice.
So, wait. You got, well, those two cancel each other out. And. Someone's knocking it at. You have two,
so,
you cancel each other out.
So he just has two advantages.
You have two advantages.
Two advantages?
Thanks,
so
Mokey!
You don't.
Mokey!
Give him a second.
Mom? So, does that mean I make it?
Well, you do. I'll wait till Ed gets here. I like. Alright, so. There, in the beginner guide, it has like, oh, what your players will do. You've chosen one of those options.
Yep. Welcome to running a game.
What? What are you so excited about?
They gave you options A and B. We chose C, none of the above.
They gave you like five options.
This is what I'm picturing though.
Bar Will, fight's not one.
Will just like swaggers over to the table, grabs the guy by the hauls him to his feet, and he's just huge. Like a foot tall in the Wookiee.
That was sort of fight.
Alright, thanks. Take it easy.
Alright, so you did not succeed, Will, but you got two advantages. Advantages mean something good happened. You didn't succeed. So you didn't toss him, but you stood him up, and he's bigger than you thought.
I mean, so the advantages probably pissed him off.
Yeah, he's bigger than you thought. You didn't use him strength, but now he's pissed. So you do start a fight with him. And his friend is also gonna help.
He's right. Some sort of alien where his torso is like this. His legs are like these huge tree trunks.
Now that I'm
they call them the
fight,
kickers.
Well,
I will take him and throw him into another.
Wait. This is. You're in.
Now we're in combat?
You're in combat, Will. You're fighting. They are. Well, are you gonna.
I would like to. I guess I would say a deceit check, maybe, to try to incite other people. Maybe streetwise. Like, just start yelling, "Hey, you can't do that! What the..." You know, and just start yelling and inciting other people to get angry.
Through negotiation.
It's not really a negotiation. And just so you guys know, I'm a really good pilot, but I have no skill points in astrogation.
What about the seat?
Oh, I have a lot.
Okay, yeah, good.
Wait, what did you say you wanted to roll?
I was thinking deceit.
That's lying.
Is cool as in being calm or is okay?
Oh, I don't even see that.
But
maybe streetwise. I think they're coerce or streetwise.
Can I make a knowledge check to locate an alien in the bar and be like, hey, that guy will be really offended if I insult his sweater?
You guys are just... sure. So, let's average, just two dice. You really want to start this fight?
No, not black dice, Ed. Those are really bad. Purple.
Yeah, I'll save these guys. These are pretty funny people.
Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 successes, no advantage.
And you didn't roll anything on the difficulty dice?
I rolled a blank and a threat.
Okay.
So wait, what'd you get?
4 successes,
okay.
A blank, and a threat.
So 4 successes and a threat.
Well, I don't know, but the threat was canceled out by an advantage.
No.
Oh, so you also rolled an advantage.
Yeah.
So you rolled 2 advantage.
No.
No, two threat.
I rolled one advantage, one threat, four successes,
okay.
And a blank.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, advantage and threat would cancel each other out.
Right. So just right. Four successes.
Yeah, so you succeed. You find a guy. And you know exactly how.
Okay.
So I guess if you want to, I'll give you a boost die if you want to instigate something.
Or do you want to tell me? What would it be to instigate?
Master Posh, if you insult that Twi'lek's head tentacle, he would surely incite it would surely incite a bar brawl.
Male Twi'leks are very, very sensitive about the size of their head tentacles.
I guess I'd be deceit. I guess, yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Difficulty? So Ed used his bonus to... He's giving me his bonus.
Yeah, so okay, I'll make it easy for you, because you know exactly how to do it.
And so just my dice and the one difficulty?
Yeah. And you have a boost die, right?
No. All right, I'm a boost die. All right, so... Two success and two advantage.
So I
saunter over to a male Twi'lek, and I give him a cocky grin,
yeah.
And I just be like, "Hey, buddy, you know, I'm pretty sure I saw one of those head tentacles once. It was on my grandma's ass."
All right, so you not only have you piss off, but you piss off all his friends.
Good. That's the point.
Your advantage will be also. That's when running. Well, that's your. You're rolling to advantage. Say that you also. So yeah. Now these guys.
You wouldn't think that would be an advantage.
Now these guys also want to fight you. And I guess you're. What are you doing, Ryan? Or.
Maybe we should be trying to get people to fight each other instead. Yeah.
I wanted to incite them and then somehow get the two of them to start fighting.
All right.
It might have been more advantageous to be like, "Hey, that guy said
yeah,
this."
Yeah, but now we.
Oh well.
You got some guys on you and guys on.
I'm going to actually turn to Ascara and say, "It might have been more advantageous had he said that that comment came from the Devronian."
Yes, I was just thinking that myself.
Oh.
Can we retcon it, or is it too late?
No, too late.
All right, I guess we gotta fight these guys instead of fighting the Gamorreans.
Oh, yeah. Instead of fighting four guards, we're fighting the whole bar.
Well, now I'm gonna run away.
All right, well, we'll see how. All right, so, I'll read it, so. Moments later, a small troop of pig-like Gamorreans carrying heavy bone-breaking clubs steps through the door. Timo's enforcers. They blink with their beady little eyes in their gloom, peering out. And then one of them lets loose a piercing shriek. You were spotted, and things are about to get violent.
Oh, man, we didn't even get to hide before they showed up?
You could have, but...
Well, we started a bar fight.
Right.
The way you wanted to hide was starting a fight, so then I get to fight everyone.
All right, I'm going to...
That wasn't the best thing to do.
I'm going to dive behind the bar for cover.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, you're kind of engaged with a whole group of 12.
I mean, I kind of pictured it, like... I sauntered over here and was like, "Hey, you all suck," and they all stood up, so I'm just going to run and jump behind the bar.
Okay.
So how combat works is...
You make lots of bad decisions.
Isn't that every game?
Yep.
You could have all...
No, don't tell us. I mean, what we could have done.
No. You could... For combat, you either roll cool or what was it?
Resilience?
No.
Perception?
Vigilance?
Survival?
Vigilance. So vigilance is if you're unaware of the thing, and cool is that you know it's happening. So since you instigated, you know it's happening.
Yeah, no.
It's cool.
It's cool. So each of you will roll your cool rating and tell me. It's just your green.
We're just rolling greens right now.
Just green.
Whatever
your cool.
There's no advantage to just initiative. There is. So yeah, actually, roll green and it's both.
Both what?
Green and yellow.
Oh, I don't have any yellow.
No, I just have two green.
All right, so then roll the two.
One success, two advantage.
Mm-hmm. One success and one advantage.
Three successes, I think. Yeah, three successes.
I rolled one success and three advantage. All
right, let's roll 1 6.
This is a crit, right?
No, that's just a success.
I think crits depend on how many
crits
advantage.
Are that thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
On a yellow guy.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So Will got what? You got three and just three. Success?
Just three. Yeah.
No advantage. All right. Ed, how much?
Pardon?
How much success and advantage? One success. You said. And
one and one.
One and one. Right. Go.
I rolled one and three advantage.
One. All right.
And pooped on that.
One success. One success. Two advantage.
Let's see how the thugs and the Camorans do. See, this combat was only supposed to be for Camorans.
See, Meyer, we already made you game. Now we're fighting Twi'leks, too.
Uh-huh, now we're fighting the whole bar.
Well, hopefully, if we play our cards right, we can get the bar to fight itself and run away.
Maybe.
Hey, those guys are attacking those guys that we're attacking. Let's attack them.
You can't take them. I have to finish beating them up. We're insulting me.
And let's go at.
I mean, movie bar fights do kind of work like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Figure event in a few seconds. Everyone's just going to be fighting.
All right. So you actually go before them. This is how. So after you roll initiative, and I go through everyone else, the. It's set up how the what? I'm not good at speaking right now. So instead of like, you know, Will will go first and then, you know, Ed and Ryan, you set up like slots, so you decide, and so you set up like you can pick which of the group will go first. So since Will roll highest, it's your you actually all rolled, so it's all four, you can decide which of you will go at which point. And then the bad guys will go. All
right.
But
so
it's only this. But if let's say I one of the bad guys rolled before, you know, higher than you, you know, when going, you bad guys, you, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you said the main support for this building is just a giant column coming out of the ground.
No. There is wooden beams where you think they put the extra booze of, like, it's like
in
storage.
The ceiling.
Yeah, it's like storage.
Shoot.
Yeah. Distraction.
You gonna destroy the bar?
Fuck, I don't care. Well, who's going?
So, like, wait,
we need to make a so we start.
I would say you guys are engaged, so you guys go first. Ed and I will hang back.
Alright, yeah, so I'm going to try to not get killed. But if you and Ed can make a distraction by shooting stuff at the ceiling, we could
You want us to go first?
Why don't we all go first?
Okay.
If we all go, and then the bad guys go.
Yeah, but who goes when?
In that case, I don't care. So, why don't you and Ed go first?
That's what I was going to say. We're shooting. We're the distraction. Yeah. Let's go first. And
I guess
you have a gun, Ed?
I have a light blaster.
Okay.
I have a blaster carbine.
I have a blaster pistol. And my fist.
It's a heavy weapon. Holy God.
I guess I could shoot the ceiling.
So I have, like, a BAR laser. All
right, wait, who's going first?
I guess I will. So I roll for my,
All right, so, you have, in you're in one round, you will have a maneuver, and you can, which maneuvers you can do stuff like aim, you can assist an ally, you can take, like, a guarded stand,
okay.
Stuff like that.
Can you move?
Yes.
You can
move, aim, take cover, ready or stow a weapon, interact with your environment, engage or disengage.
You can only do one maneuver. If you want to do two,
Suffer strain.
It's all suffer two strain.
Or you can suffer, get rid of your action.
You can take that. You can, yeah.
In that case, I'm gonna backpedal and shoot the ceiling above the pig people.
I'll do the same thing.
All right. What are you moving to towards?
I'm figuring like we Ed and I kind of stayed in the by the bar area. Yeah. Alex went this way. I'm guessing Will went into the tables here.
No, I'm by the bar.
No, Will's at the bar.
Will's at the bar. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess the back. Well, shit.
These Gamorreans were probably crunchy, and we've made this way more complicated.
Yeah, there's no other exit.
Here. Yeah, that's the problem. We have to go out the front door, which is why we'd have to make a distraction there so we could sneak past them.
Right.
So let's backpedal towards the entrance.
Well, that's where they are.
Yeah, they're blocking our entrance because it's the only way in or out. Yeah. We've really just, like, completely screwed ourselves.
I kind of did.
In that case, how about this?
We could retcon to start again.
We're going back to we first enter the bar.
If we all die,
in that case, I'm changing my action. I'm gonna draw the pig people and lead them on a merry chase.
What good is that gonna do?
A rat. Well,
and then show them the picture that you drew and confuse them.
No.
Oh, so you're gonna get them to chase you?
I'm gonna get them to chase me in this around this little area. So hopefully we can all leave the bar when it's open.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm gonna fire at them and, you know, get them to pay attention to me so that I can.
Yeah. Right now, all Ryan has to worry about is the Gamorreans because he didn't start a fight with anyone else. And it's unlike Will and Alex.
Yep.
So you're shooting at the guard, like Gamorreans?
Yeah.
All right. So you're at short range.
So my weapon tells me I got two green and two yellow.
Okay. And take one purple die.
One purple. Anything else?
No. Just tell me how you do.
Alright.
It's pretty short range. But you're not fucking.
Where did all the other greens go?
I don't know.
All right. Ed has two.
I have two.
Oh, you're just holding them.
So these things are failure. Failure symbols cancel success, so I rolled no successes.
No, you got one.
Oh, okay. I rolled one success and three advantage.
You don't hurt them, but now they are after you.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to get their attention and get them to pay attention to me rather than because I'm gonna lead them. I'm gonna try to make them chase me around the tables of the bar, and you know.
Yeah, I'm guessing you turn like, oh shit, you shoot at them.
Right. I just, hey! What are they? They're Gamorreans?
Yeah, they're like pigs. Those are the big pig.
Alright, let's see. I guess I'll turn and I'll shout something like, hey, you dirt-eating pigs, over here! And, you know, lay down a crappy sweep of cover fire, get their attention. And then I'll turn and start to run.
Alright. Who's up next?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to do, Ed, Chris?
You can shoot one of the Gamorrean guards while he's distracting them.
Am I going to use... Should I use a stun grenade?
Well, this is kind of close quarters. So I'm going to say no. She'll probably just stun everyone.
Stun?
What's the range on the...
Short.
Yeah, you probably would hurt other people. Probably including...
It wouldn't hurt. It would be just knocked out.
So then we'd all get up at the same time and things would just pick up where they left off.
Right.
I mean, maybe, yeah. Like you're like near the entrance, and they're right at the entrance. Okay. So yeah, if you throw it, you're probably gonna get hit. Maybe not, and Will probably maybe not Alex or Ryan because they're kind of backing away from it. But yeah, you and Will are kind of close.
Okay. I guess maybe I'll just shoot one of the guards.
All right. You want to move or something, or
can I aim to like make it better?
Aim. Yeah, if you aim, you will get a booster.
Okay.
So what do you? What else do you get?
A boost die. I took two.
That's it.
Yeah. And you're at short, so just take that one.
Okay. Two successes and nothing else.
Two successes.
So I do 5 damage, and then it says you deal 5 damage on a hit plus 1 damage per success for symbol roll.
Yeah, so you get 6.
Right.
So 6 damage. There's soak is 3. So yeah, one gets hurt. One, you shoot one, and he's kind of hurt.
Does he go?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I'm next.
All right.
Do I see the pig guy start to chase after Ryan?
Well, they all did, but then...
One got shot.
One got shot, so he's mad at that.
That's fair enough.
He's mad.
Okay.
Hey!
I want to time it. Since I'm, like, over here by the booth of the Twi'leks and Ryan's running past me, I want to time it so if I step out, I'm pretty much going to do the same thing as Ryan. Mm-hmm. And as the Twi'leks, you know, come out of the booth... The
Gamorans are going to run into
them.
Alright. So I'm going to say that's a roll deceit because you're distracting them.
Fair enough. Difficulty?
Let's go with average.
It's 2.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we should be playing Yakety Sax as arranged by John Williams.
No success, but 2 advantage.
Let's see, what were the events?
Our characters are idiots.
Let's see, what was the advantage for you? You didn't, so they're not in their way.
No, they're not. Their characters are idiots. Our characters are
no.
With their...
My character's the idiot, because I told Will to start the bar fight. Sorry, guys. I'm a cocksure smuggler.
Well, that makes sense. You're playing your character. And we will have this out later.
What do you guys
think? We will have this out
so
later.
You didn't succeed, so they're not going to get in their way, but what would they
do? Oh, my God.
What are you thinking, Alex, as you're using as your advantage?
Maybe they get in the way, but he doesn't get out of the way.
Yeah, they could. They get a hit on me, but they get in the way.
Like, his whole thing was to escape from them and lead them in the path.
Yeah, okay, so they're on you, but yeah, you're
so maybe one of the guards will, like, shove the Twi'lek aside, and then they'll start to fight with the guards.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit. They're still on you, but yeah, they're gonna get in the more.
Right. See, despite his long life of misfortune, Pash thinks of himself as lucky, and perhaps he is. He's a really excellent pilot and pretty good at a lot of other things, and has the easygoing nature of one to whom things come easily. So I feel like he's the kind of guy, like, we need a distraction, let's start a bar fight.
See what we may get out of this.
Okay, Will, you're up.
Okay. So the guy is... What's the guy doing?
You don't know. You're going first, but you're going before them.
If you can get away from the guy,
I'm just leave them on a merry chase.
I'm just gonna say that the Gamorrean guard that I just shot is gonna come after me, and I'm a fragile robot, and he's a giant pig man, and you're a Wookiee, and my friend.
Right. Okay.
Get the droid in like a fireman's carry. Join us.
Hold on, let me think.
And running the hell away.
Because if I knew he was going to throw a punch at me or something like that, I'd try and, like, step away and force him to punch the guy next to me, like behind me or something.
Well, you know, I turn into a couple seconds, and you're going before him, and you're going to react first. You don't know what he's doing. He's looking mad at you, and his friend also looks...
Usually you can, like, hold your action and wait and see what he does if you want.
Can I do that?
Well, but then you'll be going always after him.
Yeah, you would change your initiative order. So, like, you could say for this round, I'm going to wait until he goes to make a move and then dodge.
or you could take some kind of proactive action and go, now, like, I'm going to push him or hit him or turn and run.
You can always make take a guarded stance if you're worried that he's going to hit you.
Huh.
It's a maneuver.
Okay. I can do that.
I mean, you can still take an action, though.
Yeah, it's a maneuvers don't, you know, don't have to roll anything, you just say, you know, you do that. I think, though, if you take a guard, you get a penalty for melee attacks, but you get a boost for the defense. So if you want to, if you can take a defense and hit him, that'll be, like, harder.
Hmm. Now, I'm trying to figure out how I can use this to my advantage.
Okay.
Because I kind of want to, like, because he's a fragile robot. So
you can just move. You can just move back to me and
grab the guy and push him into the guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna push him. All right. So again, that's gonna be a brawl check.
Brawl check. I'll do that. Yeah. Brawl check.
You know, are you gonna take a maneuver or anything? Or?
Well,
you can also assist, so like you can maybe to help out. So next turn, Ed, if you want to help out Ed, you can try to assist him somehow to give him a boost die for his next turn.
Okay.
I think distracting the guard would be assisting him in a way.
Right?
I'm just saying, you get at least one maneuver in action, and if, you know, you have
to. Alright, so the maneuver?
It's his interact with your environment. Can he, like, kick a bar stool at the guard?
What? While I...
As a maneuver? Or just, like...
Interacting is kind of like, you know, pressing a button to open the door or picking something up.
Something... Oh, it's like a minor action. Something that wouldn't require a roll.
Oh, I know, because all I did was pick him up, right?
You tried to throw him, but all he did was kind of stumbled and pick... He stood to his feet. You didn't throw him. All
right.
So he's standing up face to face with you.
All right.
And he looks upset... And his friend also stood up.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the bar stool.
Yes.
And pick it up and throw it to Good Morning Guard. Act like that I was trying to move him out of the way so I can grab the bar stool.
All right. Because
I am...
I will say that is...
That's tough.
Is that arranged?
No.
Melee?
Probably.
Throwing a bar stool? I'd say that's melee. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Melee, though.
Okay, so I'm going to yell. What difficulty? I need brawn on that, too, right?
No, it's just whatever. Melee is. Well, it tells you.
Yeah, it tells you exactly what your pools are.
Yeah. So it's three with the yellow, and then how hard is that?
I'm gonna say it is. I would say average, but since it's something you're not necessarily are trained to hit, so let's go with. Let's go average.
Average.
I mean, it's not hard to hit anything.
Alright, I got a triumph.
Oh!
So that counts.
That counts as a success and something really good happened.
Alright, I got a advantage.
So no successes, but the triumph and the...
Because these cancel each other out,
this counts
right?
as a success. But,
right, oh, yeah, but right. He has two...
Oh, so...
And this cancels each other out, right?
Well, they're blank.
Alright.
So, this cancels.
You didn't want to...
What? What's this cancel then?
You had one success there. This also counts as a success, but you get the good bonus, I guess.
It's really good.
So you don't get this. You have no successes, but you have the whatever that is, the advantage and half the triumph, I guess.
I always begin the fucking advantage.
So you got an advantage and a triumph.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So advantage, triumph, and no success.
And what were you, so you didn't, what were you trying to do again? You're trying to throw it at the Gamorrean guard?
Yeah.
Does it
miss, but the Gamorrean guard goes to slash him and the chair gets in the way or something?
I'm gonna say this. You throw it So all you were trying to distract them or something?
I was trying to hit him.
Wait, so I guess the attack fails, but it still gets in his way or something?
I'm going to say you throw it, and it goes you threw it too hard. It goes into the ceiling, breaks the thing, and all of a sudden the booze just rains, like, just comes crashing down on him. He's not hurt, but he's dazed.
So he's covered in, like, wine barrels or whatever.
Or alcohol.
Or alcohol. And then,
which is flammable.
And then I kind of give him that, like a Wookiee smirk and get and run in front of him.
All right, so you do it and
Wookiee smirk.
You move towards the door now, are you trying to leave?
Well, I'm trying to cover him.
You're trying to get to... So you go into Ed?
Yeah, I'm going to Ed.
All right. So...
I hope he pees on you.
So...
that's all of us.
Yeah, that's us.
Okay, so I'm going to say the Gamorrean scout. So two of them were after Ed, Ryan.
Three of them are after
Ryan. Oh, yeah. One is after... Ed, but Will's there now, so maybe. And he's also covered in poo, so he's probably going for Will.
Chair was too light.
So, I will just make one roll against everyone. See how.
Do they get a disadvantage die, or whatever it's called? A setback die for being set back?
How does dodging work?
I roll how hard it is for them. But it when they hit you, it's up to your soak, and if it goes over your soak, then you get hurt.
Then you take wounds.
Yeah. So let's see. Gonna hit each one of you with his. His freaking vibro blade. Vibro axe with a human
dog. Wait, what?
They each are carrying a
vibro axe.
Vibro
axe. Oh, you said it was a club.
That's horrifying.
Because I have a vibro axe.
Maybe it's a club.
You said they had big bone breaking
clubs. Oh, it's a cudgel, yeah.
I'm going to take that bone breaking club next.
They have a cudgel. I'm sorry. That was wrong.
That would change things slightly. Wait, who are they hitting?
They're trying to. I'm gonna go just generally for each one of them, because
one of the pigmen starts up his vibro axe. You done fucked up.
So, let's see. One is after Will, and two are after Ryan. So let's see. Will, yes, he hits you.
Hits me.
What is your soak
for?
Four.
No, Mulkey.
So one of them, he's covered in booze. And this Twi'lek starts shooting at them. He goes, I'm coming after this guy. But then, this droid shoots at him and actually hits him. I'm like, you son of a bitch. And now he's coming after you. But then also...
Then this Wookiee hits him.
Then this... The roof collapses in on itself and fear just pours on him.
He's having a bad day.
Can I see the book?
No. And he looks over and he's... What?
Can I see the book?
Oh, he's been shot. That's got a sting.
No, the core book.
Well, this is a rule book.
No, I want to see the core book, though.
Oh, okay.
That has to hurt.
Probably.
He got alcohol in his wound.
Why?
I want to look up the weapons real quick.
Okay.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Gotta give it to Fantasy Flight. They really splurge on production value.
Yep.
So he hits you, and you know what he does? He hits you for two damage.
So I gotta take two?
Yeah, well, he hits you six, but you said you're four?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So two?
Two.
So I got hurt.
So he comes and hits you right, like, you know, clocks you in the head.
I'm like the Hulk. Every time I get hurt, I get plus one damage. And I have 18 wounds, so if I have 17, that's plus 17 to each of my attacks.
Wow. So you just get mad as you get hurt.
I'm like the Hulk.
Yeah.
I get more powerful as
they
get hurt.
They also hit you, Ryan, for... 2. Just 2.
Okay, my soak is also 4, so...
Okay, okay, so then you... they got... it's 6.
Okay, so it's 2.
It's 2, yeah.
So I write that under wounds?
Yeah, your wound threshold.
Okay, yeah, so my current would be 2.
Yeah. And what's your threshold?
12.
Okay. So you're good.
So what happens, once I get up to 12, I take a critical injury?
No, once you hit your threshold, I think, you get incapacitated. Your critical is...
Like if I get an arm blown off or something.
Yeah, critical's also, let's say, we'll actually succeed in hitting the guy.
Uh-huh.
If, on his triumph, you can just say he critted the guy. But also, some weapons will say how much advantage you need. Like, the cudgel you'll need to roll 4.
Right.
To inflict a critical injury. Or you can just use a triumph to do so.
Gotcha.
So, since Will failed last time, he didn't. He could have used a triumph to crit the guy. And then, at that point, I would have rolled a D100. And I have a table in here. To see how the severity of his critical injury.
Gotcha.
And critical injuries will, it makes it harder for you to do stuff.
Gotcha. All right.
And now the thugs are going after Akos.
Yep. So the reason I wanted to check, I wanted to see if it said how blasters work, and they do. So it fires a really hot thing of gas.
Yeah.
So it would probably light alcohol on fire.
Yeah. Ammo, you don't really have to worry about ammo that much.
Oh, no, I wasn't worrying about ammo. I just wanted to see whether or not a blaster would light alcohol.
But Meyer said it was beer.
Damn.
No, if it was alcohol, it would sting more, too.
Well, look, I'm sorry, I'm not an expert on tattooing alcohol.
Tatooinian beverages?
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry.
It was probably Carillion ale of some sort.
Probably.
That's what they drink.
Or fermented blue milk.
Gross.
The author is serving them, and she was about to sing, but then all of a sudden you started a fight, and she ran away.
What if I want Nubian?
All right.
I mean, I'm sure they have.
I'm gonna find
hard liquor there.
Punch
but we happened to hit a.
Yep.
Hit a keg of
beer.
Cloud City Mutter's milk.
all right, so I'm going to say they don't have weapons on them, but these thugs are going to try to punch you, Alex.
That's fair. But now some of them would still be encumbered by their table, right?
I'm going to say only 2 attacks. So only, right. Only have 2 on you right now. Because the other two are kind of...
Yep, like that, the other exactly.
Guys are kind of busy with the Gamora, because they kind of come on to bump into them.
What shit was where they collect?
So, let's see.
What kind of gas does Cloud City collect?
Like some...
I don't remember.
Hydrogen?
No.
Cloud gas?
Yeah, that's it. Let's see.
Carbon. If you know what kind of gas Cloud City collects, and I'm sure one of you does.
Carbon isn't a gas.
Let's see. Let me see. It's an average punch. Yeah.
Please post on our website.
And they punch you for 1.
This is going to bother Will for the rest of the game. He's just going to shout out things that may or may not be gases. Cheese! Will cheese.
Batsmans!
Will cheese isn't a gas.
Noble.
That's a type of gas.
Tabana?
I'm looking it up.
Dugana is a...
No, Tabana.
Oh. Alex is looking it up, so do not post on our website.
No, you still can.
You can, but the answer will be already given.
All right.
They do 1 do 2.
My soak is 4.
All right, so they punch you, and your armor soaks it up.
Ow!
All right, so back to
Right guy.
Right. You only have so 1. What's better? Who better? Oh, Will Olay, the one that got the
Tabana gas mining colony.
Got it, Tabana.
That's so sad.
So right, yeah,
you didn't know Admiral Mahdi, so he got us kicked out of your house.
Hey, Admiral Mahdi.
All right. You know, you may act in a different order. You're not obligated to use the same initiative as you want to, so... Does it, you want to go with the first ride, or do you want someone else? Does someone else want to go first?
No, like might as well. I'm gonna spend this turn making my way around the edge of the toward the stage here,
okay.
And then like maybe ducking and weaving between the tables so that I'm putting obstacles between me and the pig people.
They're not very smart.
Why?
The pigs.
They're not smart. Generally not smart. They don't even know how to face it. Like, you know, they're pretty dumb. Well, they do know basic.
Like it wouldn't be that absurd of a theory for you to put a table between the two of you and then not be able to figure out how to get around the table for a couple of seconds.
Hmm. Yeah. I guess that's just it's not I'm not gonna really make a check for you just pushing the tables. It's more of a you know you're interacting with the environment. It's not really. You can do something else, I guess.
All right, I guess I'll shoot at them if I can take an action besides.
Yeah, I'm not sure the role is just to move a table. It's not
so just like kick a table over and then shoot.
Yeah.
You grab a table that's next to you, push it over, and shoot it.
You know, kind of lean down to the people. Excuse me, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I've got my huge ass gun. Do I take any difficulty with that?
Oh, yeah, yes. You are at short range, so
yeah.
That's one.
One, okay. All right. Let's see. How did I do here? I rolled 3 successes and 1 advantage, but 2 threat. So I got a threat. Successes.
So you hurt that 3, you got 3?
I got 3 successes, yes. I deal 9 damage on a hit plus 1 damage per success symbol rolled. So 12?
12. There was 3 on you, you said?
Yeah.
Now there's 2.
There's only 1.
Oh, well. Mm. All right.
You pierced one onto the other.
One took out 2 of them, so you have 1 and you're...
Yeah, they were crunchy. We didn't do this at all.
No.
We could have done this fight 30 minutes ago.
I'm just picturing, like, I do that and I'm like, yeah! And then all the people at the table, I just turned over, like, stand up and look really pissed. We were eating!
Oh.
Well, you did roll a disadvantage, so now, yeah.
So, yes, that's exactly what happened.
Now those thugs are now upset about you. So now, you killed 2 of them, but now...
I killed 2 of the pig men, 2 of the 4, with 1 shot.
But now you have 2 guys who are sitting at a table upset at you, that they...
Oh.
You
know,
I'm gonna shoot the pig guy again.
All right.
I'll aim for a boost.
It's the first real thing I was eating after 6 months.
Do I get another boost because he's dazed? Because Will set up that thing for me before? He did specifically say he was doing it to help me.
Alright.
So I get 2 boosts. What's the difficulty?
You're short. Are you really close to me?
I haven't moved since the last time, and it's...
You'd be pretty close.
Yeah, I'm gonna say. Well, I think the guy he's right on Will because he hit him, so he's engaged with Will. But you're in short range, so you can.
Okay. Go. That's easy, right?
Yeah, this one. How'd you do?
A failure.
2 failures.
Two failures.
Am I getting hurt?
So you get
and an advantage.
2 failures and an advantage. I rolled 2 boosts, 2 green, and 1 thing, and I got 2 failures and yeah.
Let's see, an advantage. Alright, so I'm gonna say that you didn't hit him. It kind of goes wild, but the shot goes a little wild.
If I didn't bring him his wrath upon me, that's advantage enough for me.
But you kind of look, the bartender kind of gives you a look and kind of gives you come here the look, like, come and hide with me.
Okay.
I come hither like a...
Yeah, he's...
He's got a thing for drawers.
He's kind of like giving like a come here drawer. So
we got a special room for robots in the back.
He's motioning you. He's kind of motioning you to get...
It's that one.
The bar and try to jump over and hide.
That's the closet.
Because he sees you're not doing that well. He sees the terrible shot. He goes, good grief, this droid's terrible.
Yay. He's my going to be my Devonian friend.
Alright, so who's good? Alex or Will?
Yeah, me. So four Twi'leks, and yeah.
So you have a...
Running, yeah.
Running.
I'm going to say there's two. There's only two.
Oh, okay. Still. I don't really want to kill these guys, because they're just unwitting pawns in my master plan. So...
Go off. Avoid the guys' treasure, don't hit me.
How many pig guys are left?
There is only... It was one on Will and one on Ryan.
Right, okay. So I'm going to look up at the Twi'leks at the stand up and go, sorry about that. And I'm going to start running around the bar. And as I run, I'm going to shoot the one that's going after Ryan.
Okay. So let's say that it's a short again, so it's just one.
Okay.
You're in pretty close quarters here. So.
No. All right. One success and two advantage.
Success.
So now when it says you deal damage on a hit plus one damage per success, so...
So just plus one, it was one to wherever you...
So seven damage and two success. Ah, one away from a crit.
Seven and... so seven damage.
Seven damage on the pig guy going after Ryan.
So he is dead.
Okay.
You kill him.
Yeah, all right, but I still have two... a bunch of thugs that I
can't do everything!
Yeah.
I have a bunch of thugs chasing me, too.
Alright, Will, you're up. What do you want to do?
How do you know your role players are veteran role players? They make the situation worse.
Well, I'm lucky. Can I pull the arms out of the pig sockets?
What do you want to do?
He wants to rip his arms out.
Oh, my. Yeah, Will.
Can I do that? You can say no.
Why?
Let the Wookiee win.
I guess it would be a brawl check.
Yeah, I guess. Go. Sure. Go try to rip his arm off. So it's a brawl check, and I'm going to say... Well, it's not easy to fucking rip a guy. I'm going to say it's hard.
Okay.
Is that three difficulty dice?
Yes, it is.
But I have two wounds, so that gives me plus two. So does it mean I get to plus two dice, or just plus
what's,
two
what
more
is,
damage?
What's it say?
When you are wounded, you deal plus one damage with all melee and brawl attacks.
So that's plus one damage.
That's plus one damage.
Okay.
So what if you succeed, you hurt him for plus one.
So you take a yellow.
Yeah, it tells you how much damage you do want to hit. You just add one to that.
Okay. And this.
And three purples.
And three purples.
Could you pass me a chup and a soda? Could you pass me a Ryan cups?
Yes. Here's your Ryan.
Thanks, cups.
Could you pull up that Ryan, too?
Wow, that's a lot of threats.
Damn, Will.
Those are threats.
You succeeded.
So there's that.
Thank you.
Well, there's also, to be fair, you also had a lot of...
All right, so there's three threats here.
Oh, but there's three advantage.
Oh, are there?
Three advantage. Yeah,
okay. So we cancel each other out.
And two successes.
And
you're
two
good.
Successes. All right. You succeed.
Yes.
You're golden.
So so what happened? So what's the damage you got?
Well, it's... So the plus
whatever, no, what's whatever the brawl
what's
says.
What's your brawl damage? What's
brawl
your
damage? Damage is... here you go, brawl.
You do full damage
four.
Plus one per advantage.
Four.
So eight.
Eight. So yeah, you rip it off and he dies. You rip it off, so you rip it off, his arm off. It goes, the blood spurts out, he falls over and dies, and you're holding two.
Oh, man, this poor gentleman isn't going to want to be friends with me anymore.
Can we use Will to intimidate these thugs?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say
combat's over. The guys who were mad at you, like, what the fuck, man?
Sorry, nothing personal.
This is what happens when you play lots of Eclipse Phase and Call of Cthulhu. You're like, how could I avoid combat?
So, the Gamorreans are defeated. The silence that follows is broken but slow. unamused applause. The Varian bartender approaches and laughs a brittle little laugh. I guess your folks who need to get off planet in a hurry.
Yes.
The good news for you is that I happen to know that there's a freighter in the landing bay Auric right now. The bad news is that it's Captain Trex is an associate of the Hutts and won't just let you get on it. And the other bad news is that the reason I know it's still a landing bay is that it has a broken hypermatter reactor igniter and won't be flying anywhere until it gets a new one installed. But, you know, I bet Vorn over at the junk shop has one. And then he points to the door and goes, oh, get the fuck out of my canteen.
Can I make a knowledge check to see if I know that captain, since he is also a captain who works for the Hutts?
Yeah, sure.
Is there a difficulty on that?
Let's go with average.
So that's two?
Yeah.
All right. Not looking good. I fail. One failure. Don't know him.
Don't know him.
Just one guy I even ran into.
Can I just get a glass of water to go? It's kind of hot out.
Get out of here. All
right.
Fair enough.
Can I make a...
By the way, at the end of the counter, since you have a chance to recover your strain, so whatever... you recover strain equal to your presence score. Or your ranks are cool, whatever is greater.
Wait, strength?
It's no, presence or cool.
No, wait, we recover...
Strain.
Oh, okay. Strain.
Presence or cool, whichever is greater?
Yeah.
So, one from presence, I guess?
Yeah,
whatever.
Right. So I'm back at full.
Right.
Same.
I'm unstrained.
You recover it well.
Oh, but I am wounded.
Oh, present. Oh, okay. So I am unstrained. Never mind. Don't need that glass of water.
Okay. The adrenaline is pumping through you, so...
Not me.
I wrote my head, look at the blood.
The synthetic adrenaline is pumping
through. I will never know the pleasures of anything pumping through my veins. I will never feel warmth or love.
Yeah, so let you guys do.
I guess we'll go to Morn.
Well,
Vorn.
Yeah.
So the ship's in Docking Bay Huzumawatsits, Auric.
Auric.
Can we look at this handy dandy map here?
Go for
of the Maschuta streets. All right, so we are Cantina. And. Landing Bay Auric.
Mm-hmm.
And the junk shop is right there.
It's not far. We can walk it.
We should stealth it. Make sure we're not spotted. We could sort of create a huge shitstorm.
We could sneak through the shanty town to get to the warehouse, but we still have to go to the junk shop in the center of town to get that part that we need.
Alright.
The bartender was exposition man.
Yeah.
He just wanted us to leave. Look,
if we want a distraction, we can let the dewbacks out. But you guys might not want to listen to my plans.
I don't know if that would be advisable. To get to the dewbacks, we'd have to stealth farther than we would have to.
No, we're right there. Oh. The dewbacks are... We walk outside and see the dewback.
and then they trample the junk shop and destroy the part we need.
Yeah. Well, no, the off-world traders is in between. No, okay.
Perhaps the simplest approach is the best.
All right, so let's go to the junk shop then.
Let's stop there.
Who's the guy that owns it?
Vorn. V-O-R-N.
I'm going to see if I know him. Nope.
I'm not even from
I'll see if I know him.
I'm not even from this planet.
I'm a mechanic droid.
Two.
Okay.
And two. Difficulty.
Three. I mean, he's a random person, like, you know.
Well, he owns the junk shop where we get parts for...
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, average.
Oh, then average.
Okay. Two.
Let's see. That is... is...
So no.
No and one threat.
We shouldn't be going to this guy.
He doesn't really like you.
Okay.
You kind of annoy him. You don't know him.
What if he's just got a bad reputation?
Maybe he doesn't like droids.
Let's see.
That's true. He could just not like droids, and we don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, but we wouldn't know that.
Yeah. Because you don't know him.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll charm the matter thingy-majiggers out of him. That's one of the things I'm good at.
You probably could, like, in a situation like that, Meyer.
Yeah.
You probably could keep the threat to yourself until it presented itself.
Okay.
Like, be like, okay. And then, like, write down that he doesn't like droids.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, that's where we're going anyway.
All right, yeah. So I guess, yeah, let's stealth through the streets.
Stealth, so yep, roll, stealth, make it, average.
Yeah. I'm a Wookiee, I have a high stealth.
Yeah.
No
average
success.
Is, no,
but I got an advantage.
Average is 2.
You don't see. Your advantage is that you don't know. Like you kind of look up. You walk around. You don't really hide very well. But you look around and you don't see any of Timo's guys. You can see the coast is kind of clear. So you're okay. All
right. Awesome. I got 1 success and 2 threat.
Jesus, Ed. Oh, I got 2 successes and 3 threat.
I need a green.
So those Timo guys that he didn't see.
I need 1 more.
Timo is very met in. No, not happy.
Oh, we knew that.
Maybe some of the people from the bar starting to come out looking for us. I don't know. Alright,
how many threats did you get, Ryan?
I got, hang on.
Jesus, Ryan made up for us.
Yeah, I got, 2 successes and 2 advantage.
Okay, so that's...
That cancels out your threat.
Right.
But not my 3.
All right. So between a lot of us, we still have 3 threat to deal with.
The droid and I are not very sneaky, it seems.
Well, we were sneaky. We just...
Well, I succeeded. That's true.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you can choose to use those threats now or choose to use them later.
Yeah, I'll use them. So, yeah, you try to keep a low profile. Ryan, as a trained bounty hunter, he has to try to bring a low profile that catches, bounty. So he's pretty good at it. Will, not so much, because he's a giant Wookiee.
That's fair.
Yeah. And did you guys...
Yeah, I succeeded, but I also got 3 threat.
Perhaps you should stop making that noise, Lorik.
Because I can't do that.
And I think some of the advantage Orion kind of gives you guys pointers, so maybe next time you do a stealth you can get a
hey, do it like this. And then I just disappear.
I put down my giant drum. Oh. Alright, so let's go to the shop.
Alright, so the junk shop is immediately obvious by the scrap yard adjoining the low poor stone building. As you step inside, you see a hunched old human male lurking behind a low counter covered with disassembled droid and machine parts. The man glances up at you, then turns to a garbage can shaped R5 droid, setting it aside. He kicks the droid and shrieks, "You're supposed to tell me when I have customers, you bucket of bolts!"
Oh man, he does hate droids.
"Go outside and finish stripping the speeder bike wreck." The droid trundles off with a surly
broom.
And the man turns at you. "Welcome, customers." It kind of gives Ed a look.
What was his name? Vin?
Born. Neo Born. "As you can see," he points to his racks and shelves, enormous buckets full of scrap metal parts, "I have anything you could want for the right price."
Well, what are we looking for? A plasma majigger?
Something kind of reactor.
A hypermatter...
hypermatter reactor.
Heisenberg.
Igniter.
Hypermatter...
reactor igniter.
Well, Vorn, I have to say, we just got in, we just hit planet side, and,
Boy, are our arms tired.
No, I don't say that.
Shut it up.
And, well, our hypermatter reactor igniter's been acting up, and when I asked around, people said that you were the guy to speak to about getting a new one.
Aha, aha, aha.
Hypermatter reactor igniter? No, I'm sorry. I only have one, and it's already provided. I already promised it to Captain Trex of the Great Fang.
Wait, that's the guy that's the guy's ship we're going to try to steal,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's the ship who's broken, so he's trying to...
And when is Captain Trex going to come pick that up?
How much? I don't know, within the next couple of hours, probably. Had some things to do.
Out of character. Do we want to just wait for him to do the repair for us and then steal the ship?
Well, then we'll probably have to deal with
him we'd have
if he has a crew.
Yeah.
I was going to say the smoothest thing to do would be, well, what? I work for Captain Trax. I'm here to pick it up.
It's true. Well,
that boat kind of sailed, though.
Well, perhaps I can make you a counteroffer. You're obviously a businessman.
Vex has Vorn has a smile. I could do that. I'm a businessman, as you said. The captain was going to be buying it off me for maybe 500 credits. Make a negotiate check and see what you can do.
Difficulty?
You're gonna okay. So this is they call this an opposed check. So if you, you know you're going against, so you roll against his negotiate.
Okay.
So how you do that is, you know, against someone else. So it's like how you make your own
check.
Except you add, it said, you know, the green dice would be the purple dice and the yellow would be the red. So it's two purple and one red.
For?
This is difficult. So let's say, like, you know, his negotiate is, you know, two green and...
Oh, so now I roll mine plus two purple and one red.
Yes.
Oh, this is not going to go well.
It's player-facing.
I would... Do you guys mind if I use a light side token?
Yeah, I would say do that.
All right, so that's going to turn one of my green into a yellow, right?
Can I use... I have mechanics. Can I... I probably know how much this thing is worth.
Yeah.
Can I roll to see how much it's worth and, like, tell him so that it gives him a boost?
You can see if he. Yeah, you can. I'm just gonna knowledge check and see if you know how much it is.
Or mechanics check.
Yeah.
Okay. The same thing either way.
Yeah.
What's the difficulty? Like
Just give me an average. Okay. Check.
And ooh, I got a
triumph.
A triumph.
Oh.
And three advantage. So one success, triumph, and a advantage.
Does that give me a boost die?
It's...
Should probably do a lot.
Yeah.
Hypermatter reactor igniters, they are worth half that much.
So you take a boost die, and let's see, advantage. I don't know.
You could make one out of three less expensive parts.
Something really good, though. I don't know. What do you guys...
I kind of like that idea. Maybe does Ed know three... In case our negotiation doesn't work, does he know a bypass for a hypermatter reactor igniter? If you can buy one for 500 credits, or you can get these three things for 50 credits and cobble it together yourself. Or we can just plug Ed in and let him...
I happen to have a built-in...
I happen to be a hypermatter reactor.
Yeah, maybe I know how to build one and the
Okay.
All
right.
Well, let's see how I do on my negotiate now.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Boost Die. Okay, so... Wait, no, that was that. All right, so I have three successes and two threats.
Three successes and two threats?
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, you actually... he gives you a decent, a good price. He says, you know, Vex is well, Vex is only paying him 500, so I could sell it for you to 600.
What do you think, 41? You're our mechanic. Is that a good price?
So I know of a way to cobble it together for cheaper. If I do a successful mechanic.
Yeah.
Well, sir, if we can procure a fibulum dilator or charlonium upgrade capacitor
and that other thing.
And that other thing. I can put this is not in view of, like, this is
yeah.
And I could cobble together a
and an Allen wrench.
Alright, so I'm going to ask him about those three other things instead, or also.
Let's see how much they are together.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say it's like 25 credits to just get.
Total?
Yeah.
We'll take those. I'll spend. Do we each have 400 credits?
Uh huh. Yeah, I do.
All right,
yeah,
so I now have 375.
And it's you know the preach.
Is that what it's
All right, so
150 each would get it in for the $600.
Right, but
we just got it for $25.
25 credits, not credits. Dollars. Well,
you're right, credits. The Night Republic credits, though.
Well, thank you.
Are you
born? You've been most helpful. I'll make sure to send my friends your way.
All right, so you're not getting some no to the...
No. Maybe I'll talk to Captain Trax and see if he and I can negotiate.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a nice day. You can never always come back to Vorns where... The metal is the greatest. Greatest deal of all Mausheta.
You should work on your slogan.
Yeah, I should.
And so, the big catch.
I'm not good at the slogans.
I just want to think of a slogan.
So we need to find a place where Ed can cobble.
The droid told me to, but made it up.
Well, you should definitely kick it again.
I will.
Let's grab a bolt.
Maybe Warehouse Besh or Warehouse Oryk?
Sure.
I don't know where we would go to. That, I think, would be the best places to cobble together a, whatever.
Not even from this thing. I don't know. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Vorn's Junkyard, best prices on all Mos Shutta. Mausheta. That's better.
So would those work as places to cobble together a Majigger Meyer?
Well, he's the mechanic. He would probably know where the...
Meyer's God.
Yeah.
What's up?
A warehouse. Is that where we would probably have to go to cobble together a thing? Hypermatter. So Ed can work and put those pieces together. Where can we do that? Or can he just do that outside?
It's probably best. Well, you're also, you know, trying to. Wanted by Timo, so it's probably best to hide out somewhere.
Yeah. There's a warehouse by Org.
I know.
Best we just do it there. Good idea.
The Wookiee's brilliant.
Alright, so let's go to Warehouse Org, then, I guess. Good thinking, Will.
You know what? In character, I don't trust it when it comes from you, because you're the asshole who started the bar fight.
I'm also the asshole who got us out of the bar fights.
All right, so I guess we go to Warehouse Oryk.
Okay. Warehouse Oryk is not empty, actually. It is actually a droid market. You know, it's a place where people use droids.
Yeah.
That could buy droids and stuff.
Oh.
Okay.
There's a building across the street.
So you see a grotesquely fat Twi'lek who's, you know, trying, you know, overseeing the market.
We just need a workbench.
There's a building across the street.
There's buildings all over the place, but we need one with a workbench. Because everyone knows in games, a workbench is the only place you can craft things.
Hmm. Maybe, you know, a hideout in the shanty towns around, maybe.
Alright, I guess we can go.
So we'll go to the shanty towns instead and find a workbench.
Yeah. Should we go there? There's some other landing base. We can go to one of those.
Yeah, there's like little islands around the place
let's go to this one right here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Everybody
right.
Looks
close to the orc, and
they kind of, you know, they give you kind of a look, and, you know, but I mean, they have more others. It's probably daytime, so a lot of people probably working.
Everybody looks expectantly at me, and I go, "I'm not seducing the fat Twi'lek."
Oh, you're a girl.
I'm a female Twi'lek. Yeah.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, all right, so Ed, do we find a workbench?
Yeah, there's some guy has a workbench and just make me a negotiate.
Can I make a charm roll?
Yeah, charm. Yeah. Just, you know, average.
I'm good at that.
To ask him.
One success.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
Excuse me, good sir. We need your bench.
Okay.
I'm very charming.
What do I have to roll to make it?
Stop,
Mogi.
Mechanics. Yeah.
Yeah, what diff I mean.
Oh, diff, I'm sorry. It's average.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Good.
You good?
Yeah, that's two successes.
And, advantage, right?
No, they were canceling each other.
Okay.
Oh, those. Okay.
So, yeah, you make it an animal.
Good job, 41.
Thank you.
Now we have our own hypermatter reactor igniter.
Now we just have to figure out how we're going to get aboard the ship and steal it.
And install that thing.
Well, 41, what's the deal with the ship? Can it take off without that, or do we need to install it, do the repair before before we take off?
Well, sir.
Me? Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't actually have mechanic skills, am I?
What?
Especially not for Star Wars spaceships.
Yeah.
I thought you did.
Ed does not.
We all have extensive knowledge of Star Wars mechanics and...
I mean, I could disassemble and reassemble a hyperspace drive, but... Not the hypermatter reactor igniter.
I mean, I have intimate knowledge of Star Trek.
Well, yeah, of course.
But
who doesn't?
Can we go to Tasha Station and get some power converters?
No! We are not going to Tasha Station. I am not going back there. They know why.
I think... let me just look really quick. I should have...
Are you looking it up, Alan?
Alright. Yeah,
Well, it'll be an engineering. Okay, I'm currently in transport. Of course, they just have the Millennium Falcon around in a different color.
That's probably a detail you can just make up, right, Meyer?
Yeah.
No, it's the hypermatter. It's actually, you can go, but if you need to jump to light speed, you will need to install it.
So okay,
we can just install it while we're
flying. We can steal the ship and install it while we're flying.
It's for hype, yes, it's for light speed, so.
Makes sense, hypermatter reactor. Probably ignites the hypermatter in the
reactor. Trying to escape, so you...
Well, sir, we actually can do the installations while we're mid-flight.
All right.
Provided we, don't jump to try to jump to hyperdrive before we.
Well, you're the pilot. Do you think you can? Do you think you can fend off the huts while Droid Boy here does the
easy
repair?
I've been fended off huts for like 8 weeks now, but trust me, I'm really good at it.
You're still alive, aren't you?
Hell yeah.
Well, how about you, Wookiee? You on board with this plan?
I was hoping I was going to do that.
I want to, like, retake that part of the recording and make it a ringtone. Just anytime my phone rings. Nah. Alright, so we just have to go and steal a spaceship.
The other thing we could do is, if we want easy access, we can go in posing as the repair crew.
Well, he is a repair droid.
That might also work.
Well, the problem with that is, though, if Trex is waiting to pick up that thing, he's probably not going to have... would be suspicious if a repair crew just showed up with a homemade hypermatter reactor.
Also, Trex does work for Timo the Hutt. And might know us.
I don't think I've ever run into him before, but he might know us. I think we should just steal the ship. How does the spaceport and everything work around here? Can we just steal the ship, or is there something else we have to do?
Well, it's
first?
Well, why don't we go scope it out?
Well, you know, like, you're a pilot, so you know that when you land in a bed, they, you know, have clamps on, so no one gets, you know.
All right, so how do we unclamp his ship?
You need to go to the control room.
The control room in the bay?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we unclamp the ship and then take it, I guess. I mean, 41 can probably walk around there without raising too many suspicions. Too many eyebrows. He's a repair droid. So why don't we send him in to scope it out? And then come back out and tell us what's what.
I'm fine with that as long as 41 is okay.
Very well, sir. My life is simulated and would be best to be sacrificed first.
It's true.
You said it.
Alright, so...
I say in Wookiee speak. I'm not gonna let that happen, though.
Sherry Rook is...
What?
Sherry Rook. That's Wookiee.
I hate my dog. Okay.
The language of Wookiee is a Sherry Rook.
Okay, well, I'm speaking Sherry Wolf.
Alright, so the spaceport control facility is a low squat building clinging to the edge of the Muskshuta bluff. The front entrance stands open, but a pair of spaceport security droids stand at attention. If you're going to get off Tatooine, you need to disable the docking bay clamps holding the Krieg Fang in its landing bay, and you can only do that inside the spaceport control.
Wait a minute. Which one's the control room? Because there's a control room attached to the spaceport there, but there's also spaceport control. So it's not the one in the landing bay, we're going to spaceport control?
Yeah, the control.
Oh, okay.
Because they control both landing bays.
Gotcha. Okay. So what would we do with the control room that's right there?
So I thought that would just operate the one landing bay.
It's the toilet.
Okay. You don't know.
Ed would know. He's a mechanic.
And I'm a pilot.
And you're a pilot, so yeah, you would both.
Sometimes in that there's a control room. It's like maintenance stuff.
Alright, so that doesn't control the docking clamp, so.
No, it's good.
Alright, so we're going to spaceport control.
This other control room.
Okay, spaceport control, here we come.
It's gonna fuck shit up.
Alright, so I guess I'll go and scope it out first.
Well, that changes my plan, because I thought we were going to the docking bay.
Yeah, I did too.
So, you would probably just get shot, because you wouldn't have any reason to be there. That's not where repairs are done. It's just the control.
Yeah, you'll either have to get past the droids or find another way in.
Let's scope out the building and try to find another way in.
Right. I'm going to go in stealth around.
I'm going to wait and pee.
I did not stealth well last week. Okay, so I get 4 green ones.
You're looking at this, so...
I'm just going to go, you know, like... Are there people on the streets? Are there... I'm just going to kind of surreptitiously walk around the building without making it look like I'm casing the place.
Yeah.
You know, just kind
but
of
you're
like,
casing.
But I'm casing the place. Yeah, maybe I'll wander around looking a little lost.
They're not really paying, there's only really droids, and they're not really paying you any mind.
Okay.
But you do see a side entrance in the door.
Yeah, there is one over there.
Alright, so, it's unguarded?
Yeah, it's unguarded.
Alright, so then I'll make my way back to the group, and, there's a side entrance. Doesn't seem to be any guards.
Yeah, the droids are just tasked with, you know, guarding the door, so they're not really. As long as you don't go up to them or try to get in.
And it says,
"What if I shoot them?"
It says there are windows all along the back here. Can I see through the windows? Are there people in the control room?
There is one. There's a person.
Okay, so it looks like they got one guy inside. So we can sneak around the back, break in through the side entrance, and take that one guy out. Should be easy peasy.
It's actually a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. Okay. Take the tech out.
Do we find another entrance?
Yeah, there's an entrance around the side.
It's a girl.
There's one controller in the control room.
I'm a girl.
I could seduce her.
You could stun her.
Right, that's you. Although, if I just showed up at the back door.
Hey! When do you get off of work?
Bye, Moki.
You could also go in there act like you own the joint.
Yeah, but she would probably know I didn't.
Why don't you just say something else pretty simple? It's kind of.
Yeah.
Do you have a ship in the area? You could be asking about. No? Okay.
I just sold it for scrap.
Ah.
Although I could maybe hum a few bars. I'm supposed to be submission.
I mean, you would know. Why would a pilot go up and ask a question, or you know,
41
I don't know.
They will build this.
Would we be better off just sneaking in there and breaking that?
Can I make a pilot check, Meyer, to see if there's anything that a pilot would, if there's any reason a pilot would be going in there, or do I just know?
You know, there's not really.
All right.
So it's more something you do, like over the comm.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm trying to leave. Please release the clamps.
Yeah.
Well, then can we fake it?
What, you want to try to like talk your way through it?
No, I mean like if we sneak onto the ship. Let's say I'm a pilot and I'm on my ship and I'm saying release the docking clamps. What information do I have to give them to actually release the docking clamps? Or do I just have to say, hey, this is Joe on the USS Voyager, release the docking clamps?
You probably have to give them a code.
It's like a code, yeah.
Right, so where do you get that code from?
It's, you know, like English, like on the ship, it's, you know,
Can I interface with, like, a console and get, like, I'm sure they have a code stored somewhere?
That's what I'm saying. Like, can we just ignore spaceport control and get it from the ship?
No, you have to...
Right, no, but would the code be on the ship?
I don't think so.
Because my concern is that we're going to come here and release the docking clamps.
Yeah.
And then presumably, Captain Trex and his guys are going to be hanging around their ship, and all of a sudden, the docking clamps are going to be released. That's going to put them on guard.
Well, you know what we could do if we time this right. I've got a comm link. I can give the comm link to the droid.
I have a comm link too.
Okay.
Ed, do you have a comm link?
Yeah.
Well,
so here's what we do.
I don't know.
We split the party.
Right.
One party takes the ship. One party infiltrates the control room, and we'll do a flyby. And
right.
Obviously, you need to.
I need to go to the ship.
You need to go to the ship.
Why don't you and 41 go to the control room? Because he would probably be able to better interface with the system. And me and the furball will go try to take the ship. And then we'll fly by and pick you up.
You two can handle yourselves against a bunch of slavers. Do we know anything about this guy? Does he have a crew? Is it just like a...
No, you don't know. You could have asked people, but you know.
You can still ask him.
Like, you know,
Pash, may I suggest this time taking a more direct route and not enticing an entire bar to attack you?
Well, we're not going to a bar, so that shouldn't be a problem. I don't know. I thought instigating a bar fight was pretty direct, to the point. Worked, didn't it?
You're supposed to get them to fight each other, not you.
Details. Look, so, I mean, there's got to be something around here we can use to argue. What is the slag works? Out of character.
Out of character? This
like, what is it?
The slag works is it's a mines. It's probably, you know, it's the mine
slag.
Slag.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's ore. They get ore. That's what a lot of people. That's what they, a lot of the people work here. They work in mines.
All right. So we need to get into the ship from the landing bay.
Stop force feeding me.
It's gonna get really messy if you don't just
stop force feeding me.
No,
please. The other thing we could do is we scoped out the control room. We could just go scope out the landing bay.
Hand.
Yeah,
no.
I would like to scope out the landing bay.
It's your chip now.
Before we formulate a plan, that way at least we know how many people were.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sending you and the Wookiee, you know, barely armed into a...
I've got a blaster pistol.
I've got a carbine.
Yeah, yours is better.
I do have stun grenades.
That would probably be helpful.
Probably helpful to stun the person in the room.
Well, yeah, it would stun people.
You said there was only one, so we're only stunned.
No, we're not talking about that. We're just talking in general.
I can give you one of my stun grenades. I have three.
Well, can we scope out the spaceport landing bay?
You mean I guess got the whole like the town?
No, the landing bay. I want to get the lay of the land.
Where the ship is, like, just to see how many. If we're dealing with, like, Captain... What is his name?
Trex.
If we're dealing with Captain Trex, or, like, Captain Trex and 10 guys, or...
And you're dealing with Captain Trex and one guy.
Is it Trex? Yeah, Trex. All right.
I'm pretty stealthy, so...
Would it be a stealth thing, or, like, a perception thing?
If you want to get stealth.
Oh, you're stealthy. I'm not. Right,
I will do that. What's the diff?
The perception. Actually, making a stealth and then making a stealth. So, you know, because you want to make a hit and then you want to...
Right.
I need one more. Because stealth is just moving around so no one sees you.
Right.
So just make me a stealth and difficulty average two.
Two? Alright. So stealth first. It's four. Okay. Okay, so I rolled, hang on, 2, 4, 5 successes,
okay,
and 1 failure, so 4 successes,
okay,
and 1 threat.
Okay, and roll me, and I'm going to get deception, okay, at the average.
Okay, and perception is a green and a yellow. I rolled no successes, but 1 advantage.
Okay, you don't really see inside of it, but outstanding outside of it is outside the entrance is there's 2 security droids. You don't know what's the ship or anything, but outside is too scary.
While he's trying to scope out the inside, can I make a perception check to scope out the outside and see if there's another entrance?
Yeah, go for it.
Normal?
Yeah.
One success and one advantage.
It's my time of the month. You see is a side entrance in the hangar.
Is anyone guarding that side entrance?
Nope.
Ow. Okay.
No.
Did you see any guys inside?
I couldn't get a look inside, but they've got two security droids covering the front.
Now, there's an unguarded side entrance, so that's probably our best way in.
All right.
Well, what do you think? How do you want to split us? Or do you want to hit the control center and then hit the ship? I guess we can all reconvene.
Right.
Well, if the two of you want to attempt to infiltrate the ship, that will probably be the more dangerous task.
Right, I should probably cover you.
Okay.
The control room, there only seemed to be one tech in there. I think, what's his name? Lowrick?
Lowrick.
I think Lowrick can handle that. And
I could possibly just throw a stun grenade into the room and...
Well, just so you guys know, which we would probably all know, blasters can be set to stun.
Right.
Which would make less noise than a grenade.
True.
Just for you guys, that would probably be easier then.
Right, and instead of a red blaster bolt, you get that weird circle.
Blue circle.
Blue circle thing.
Yeah.
So then perhaps I should give you a stun grenade, too.
I think that would be good.
All right.
What skill is stun grenade?
I think you throw...
It is... range light.
What's your range light skill? It's right there. You have 4 green. I have 2 green and a yellow. So you want me to take the stun grenade?
Sure.
All right. So stun grenade. Huzzah.
I can give you each one. I have 3.
That's the Wookiee
thing. Yeah, the range light.
All right. So we'll each take
the Wookiee is okay with it.
Oh, okay.
So you...
All right, so you and I each have a stun grenade. We'll try to sneak in while you guys hit the court.
You it guys, does 8 stun damage on a hit, plus 1 damage per success.
You guys cue us. We all...
The damage is dealt to strain rather than wounds.
Right, okay.
If you spend 2... advantage. It all characters engaged with target suffer 8 stun damage.
How do you spend 2 advantage?
I don't know.
Maybe you have to roll 2 advantage?
I don't know. How do you advantage, Meyer?
What?
How do you advantage?
Advantage
what? In combat.
How do you spend advantage?
Just spend 2 advantage for blast 8.
When you roll advantage, you need.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So if you roll 2 advantage...
Yes.
So you would just say that's how you want it to count.
Yes.
Right, okay. Alright, so we all have comlinks, so we can sync ourselves up. And I guess you guys... Well, just, get in position and then try to infiltrate at the same time.
Sounds good.
All right, so the Twi'lek and I are heading for Landing Bay Auric. Okay. Ed and Will are going to Spaceport Control.
Okay.
So, okay, you're God. You get to decide who goes first.
I'm going to say that... team going for the ship was going first.
All right, that's me and Ryan. So, we should go for the unguarded side entrance.
Want to look at one?
No.
So, there's a large poor stone hangar looming before you, an enormous letter Oryx stenciled into the building's side. As you approach, you can see through the opening hangar doors to the cavern's exterior, where a rusty-looking light freighter rests with its loading bay closed. It's deployed at this point because it's closed, and all you have to do is get the ship.
All right, so we're stealth.
So you're going for the side entrance?
Yes.
So use a skull. Make me a either a skullduggery or computers check, an average check to see it open.
Oh, it's locked?
Yes, locked.
All right. Well, I have skullduggery, kind of.
I have computers with a yellow, but it's only one yellow and one green.
Do we want to try both?
Sure, I'll do computers.
I'll do skullduggery.
You can only make one at a time.
And it's average.
Well, you know what, let me try. So skullduggery would be like picking the lock, and computers would be like hacking it open.
Yeah.
So why don't I try to pick the lock first?
All right.
Then if that doesn't work. So what's the diff?
Just average.
Average.
Picking up skulls.
One success.
Dang. All right. All right, so it's opened. However, the droids are, you know, at the loading ramp.
Yeah, we should have that. So wait, where are we right now?
I have no idea.
You want to know?
That's the loading bay entrance.
You have to dig.
So that's the regular entrance. So where's the side end? Are we coming through the maintenance entrance?
Yeah. Okay. Well, guess so. And there, the loading...
The boarding ramp is there. So, there are droids there?
Yeah, you thought... Wait, what's that entrance?
That's the... Just says loading bay entrance.
Yeah, I mean...
You'd have to go underground, though, for maintenance, wouldn't you?
To get to the ship... They're by the ship, so to get onto the ship, you can't... They're staying right at the entrance of the ship, so you can't, like...
Right, so they're standing right by the boarding ramps.
Yeah.
Okay. But the ship, if it's like the Millennium Falcon, we could see underneath it, right? Because it's raised?
I mean, you could see the droids and everything, yeah.
Okay. So, stun grenade?
Yeah. We'll just roll it right up to him.
Just... who's going to roll it?
I've got... It's ranged light.
Yeah.
I've got four green.
I've got two green and a yellow.
And I suggest you also holding the hypermatter reactor, right? You can just say you're here to fix it.
I think Ed has the hypermatter reactor. Also, it's not an actual hypermatter reactor.
It's just a hack together thing.
You want to try to bluff our way through or just stun him?
I have no idea what we would say, so... Unless you can come up with something, I'm good with just fighting them.
Yeah, let's just stun them.
You want to roll it?
Well, you've got four green, you said?
I've got four green.
I've got two and a yellow, so... Sure.
No, actually, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm thinking this wrong, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Alright, so you're at the... So, you're actually... You could sneak by them if you could. So, they're, like, here.
Okay.
It's not really a good map.
Alex was holding it the other way around.
I don't want to use a stupid thingamajigger. So, you know, the entrance will be like this and like this, and you're kind of like this.
Okay.
Wait, so I thought... So what is the side? So the side entrance is just like a second door?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So where does that put us when we're inside on this map? This big map?
So they're standing here.
And you're kind of...
Like, and we're coming in like there.
Kind of.
Like that rectangle.
Yeah.
I guess. So when we come in, we're behind the droids?
Well, you know, you could just sneak by them, but, yeah, I mean, they could, you know.
But, like, they're not looking right at us.
No.
Okay, so I guess we'll sneak. Or do we want to just stun them?
I'm all for sneaking.
Yeah, try that first.
Okay, stealth for me is... how is it? Four marine.
So you, it's they're not very vigilant. They only have one.
Okay. So what does that mean?
Well, it's just one die. One.
Oh, one difficulty. Difficulty?
Yes.
One All right. Difficulty.
They're not very.
They're not very good guards.
I rolled four success, five successes.
Yeah.
All right. I need one.
One green.
Thank you.
Saving all the money.
I got no successes, but five advantage. Actually, I got two failure, but five advantage.
Okay, so they see you.
But you just like you just sort of like raise your hand.
However, you can you sneak and they say, hey, what are you doing? And you know there's a door. You just lock it, and they can't get you.
Yeah.
So you just hit the door
and
lock them out so they can't come in.
And then I'm going to shoot the panel.
Okay.
If Luke taught me anything.
Yeah. Shoot the panel.
That didn't work out for him.
It locked the door.
Yeah, but then he blasted the bridge control bridges and then his sister kissed him on the mouth.
One thing at a time.
He didn't know she was his sister at the time, so.
So you shoot it and all of a sudden he's like, what was that? And a
everybody overlooks. Everybody goes, this is not well, the gift.
Oh wait, is there anyone else in the hangar?
Not yet. You see, you hear it coming out of the ship.
It doesn't matter that people didn't know.
Since I'm stealthy, since I got five successes, can we say that I'm like under the ship?
Sure. All
right, I'm gonna. Who is it that? So
I guess I'll make a distraction for you.
Right.
it's a Trandoshan. You see a Trandoshan come down, and you know that Trex is a Trandoshan.
Oh, hey, Captain Trex, how you doing?
It's good you didn't send me that.
Who are you?
Oh, name's, Pash, you might have heard of
him. Why the hell's the door closed?
Hell if I know. I think those droids were fooling around, and one of them shot the, door panel there.
Make me a deceit against
Poopy. Deceit against his. Would it be deceit or charm?
No, deceit.
It's deceit.
No. I'm lying my ass off.
Now, before I waste this guy, Akos, do we need his keys or does he have like a special biometric code or anything? But you know, since you're a pilot.
Is there a key or anything he needs? I've never seen anyone use keys and start. You just kind of hit the button and it goes.
Yeah.
All right. Nope.
All right.
Waste away.
He's getting...
Oh, I gotta get my key.
He's getting dead.
Oh.
So my deceit versus...
I locked my keys in my spaceship.
I left my keys in the Millennium.
Probably perception.
Locking again.
So, and what does that do to my role?
Chewie, get the Slim Jim.
He's pretty hard, so it's one.
Damn.
Two.
Can you call space AAA, right, please?
The door's fried. Where are the keys? Inside. Oh, great.
All right. Four failures and three advantage.
Can we say that Alex...
You distract him, so he...
Yeah, that's my advantage. He doesn't believe me for a second.
So Ryan can get a surprise attack on him.
Awesome.
So what does that do for Ryan?
He can attack him right now, and then we can go with it.
Does he get a boost, or does he just get an attack?
Just an attack. It's instead of going to combat right now, he's just get a free attack, and then we'll go into combat.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just gonna shoot him.
Yeah.
He's a slaver. I don't
shoot.
Give a
yeah,
shit.
No. And he works for a Timo.
Right. Any disadvantage or?
You're under. Let's say it's just roll.
I mean, he could probably take a second to aim.
Yeah. I'll aim for his head.
But I'll say you're at probably medium range, so it's just two.
What bonus does aiming give you?
Just one boost. A boost.
Oh, all right. So boost and two disadvantage. Two, yeah.
Okay. So let's see.
like those numbers.
Okay. Two successes, because these cancel. That was blank. Two successes and three advantage.
Which is a crit success.
Which can be a crit success.
You make it a crit?
Inflict a critical injury, yes. So I'll make it a critical injury.
All right, so... Let's see what his crit is. I roll 70. So you... he is now... You kind of shoot him... in the head, and he...
Killed him. He gets a TBI.
Yes, the move on his...
What's a TBI?
Traumatic brain injury.
He is, his senses are scattered right now.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Okay. Getting shot in the
head. You shoot him in the head, and he gets a UTI. Yeah.
Oh. It burns! It burns when I pee!
That's an unexpected reaction.
The senses are all scared.
Oh, how much damage?
UTI!
How much damage?
Universal Technical Institute. What the hell?
11.
Oh, 11.
Oh, boy.
Alright, so... Trex gets... What's this? The soak is... 6. So he takes... 6 damage. So he's... He's hurting, and he has... he's got a crit. It's critical wounded.
Sucker.
Alright, so now we will roll our... he didn't... so he didn't know there was combat going to happen.
He did not.
Who bop bop was who bop 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 bop.
No, wouldn't he be rolling?
Cool?
No, cool is when you know it's going to happen.
Oh, okay. So, vigilance... Oh, no, so we roll cool.
Yeah, you knew it.
All right, so my cool's 3.
You knew he was getting his ass.
Thank you.
All right.
I roll a success and 2 advantage.
I have 3 success and an advantage.
So wait, Ryan got how much?
1 success and 2 advantage.
Is it just successes? Or do
I get advantage? Because if, let's say, if you get tied, whoever gets more advantages.
Oh, okay. Goes higher. I have 3 successes and 1 advantage.
So you go first. 3 and...
and I got 1.
Trax actually got 3 and 1 advantage.
Fuck that guy. He just got shot in the face.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Alex goes Alex, Trax, and then Ryan.
So Alex, Trax, and then me. Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Well, it's PC. It's PC, oh. NPC, PC. So Ryan can go again if... As a, you know.
Yeah, you can go first, Ryan.
I'll shoot him again.
No. It's... Yeah, they said so. And you know, after the turn ends, you can Alex can go first. You know,
right.
Right.
So, what's the point of rolling initiative?
It's to see who set up who goes what, like if, who if PC goes. You know, if it's the NPC.
Because
goes,
if he won, it would have been NPC PC PC.
Right. So
yeah, it's just what slots. You know, who goes when.
Okay. So I'm still aimed at his head. Do I get another boost, or can I? Adjust my aim as a maneuver.
Aim as a maneuver.
All right, so I'll aim at his head as a maneuver.
Okay.
So that gets me a boost. And then the disadvantage, the difficulty.
Yeah, you didn't move. You didn't. He's not close. You're not like close range. So it's still 2.
Still 2. All right. Okay. So. I rolled 2 success and 1 threat.
Uh-oh.
That's 10 damage, right?
No, that's 11, because it's... You deal 9 damage plus 1 damage per success.
So you deal 11 damage now?
Yes.
Oof.
And I get 1 threat, because right. I got an advantage and 2 threat, but that cancels.
Poor Bosk.
Boss is getting fucked up. I'm gonna say
he's kind of a dick anyway.
He
He knows somebody's attacking him from behind. He knows somebody shot him twice.
Wait a minute. That guy's not shooting at me.
I seem to be getting awfully shot here.
Wait a minute. I don't normally get shot in the head.
I'm going to say just suffer one shame because you're kind of like, oh, now this guy's going to fuck me up.
Right. Okay.
That's because you're like, oh, I fucked this guy up. He's now going to fuck me up. So just step one shame because you're thinking like, oh, fuck.
All right.
Oh, shit.
All right.
They're doing good, but you're like, oh.
Right.
Maybe he's not,
a lizard.
He's still alive.
Right. Because I fired a carbine into him twice.
I shot this guy in the back of the head twice.
And he's much more alive than he should be.
Right.
All
right,
so let's...
Trex is now going to go after Ryan.
Fair.
Yeah, that's okay.
He is going to shoot you with his heavy blast pistol.
Oh.
Let's see. He's at medium range. And let's see. Let's see. Yeah, he gets... let's see. He's at the same range.
Remember to take his guns when we kill him.
Yeah. I just hope he doesn't have a hold full of slaves.
Oh my gosh.
That we're going to kidnap?
Yeah.
He rolled.
We can let them go.
Yeah, just a different part of that, I mean.
Yeah, but they all have those explosives in them, remember from Phantom Menace?
No, I don't remember.
He does.
They try to escape, they're all going to die.
Let him go, let
escape
him go.
From who? The guy we just killed?
Well, I'm assuming that they're the hut's property.
He does 10 damage to you, Ryan.
Well, if he has a hold full of slaves.
So he gets pissed and turns around.
Electric fence is probably around the ship.
And shoots at you, Ryan.
Alright, so that brings me up to 8 out of 12.
Because I was DL40.
What happens if you go over your wound threshold?
You knock it out.
You just knock. Okay.
Alright, so I'm still up.
Alright, so my turn. I'm also going to make with the shooting.
What happens when you get wounded?
It hurts.
Yeah.
Well, what if you have like a special effect that happens?
No, only you do.
Really, the only way to die is critical injury. There's a critical injury. The last one is death.
How many critical injuries do you get?
Six.
It says.
No, that's your.
That.
Oh.
Okay. So with critical injuries, you do a critical injury, and then each subsequent injury, critical injury, you'll get. You get plus 10 because I rolled the 100 first. And you're plus 10.
And it just tells you what I get.
Yeah. And once you get knocked out, you immediately get a critical injury.
Right.
Makes sense.
All right. So what's my difficulty for shooting him?
You're closer than him. So I'm going to say you're... how close are you?
I'm probably medium range at least.
Okay. So, yeah, just do two.
Two. All right.
So if you roll 100 on a critical injury, you die?
No, you need 150.
151. Two successes, so that is 8 damage.
8 damage. He is dead. He's done. He gets another critical injury since he's down.
Even coup de grace.
Yeah.
You just walk over with your blaster.
Plus 10 for that. Oh. You shoot him in the back, and he just falls. He falls down, and he's not moving.
All right, I'm gonna walk over and pick up his blaster. Sorry, we need to borrow your ship.
Mm. Okay,
and you shoot him in the head.
Yep.
So he has a heavy pistol.
I killed him. I'm going to toss that to Ryan because are you better with heavy weapons?
Yeah.
Would that be ranged heavy or range?
It's ranged light.
Oh, it's ranged light?
Yeah.
Well, I have 4 green.
I have a yellow.
A heavy pistol is ranged light.
You take it.
So, alright.
Yep. It's damage 7, range medium.
I've already got a big two-handed weapon.
And you need 3 advantage you can to do a critical.
And plus 1 per success?
Yeah.
Alright.
Does he have any armor?
That's an every weapon. If you roll one more success, you just do one more damage.
Yeah.
That's on every weapon.
And three is a crit?
Three is a crit. Yeah, three advantage is a crit. You're going to check his yeah, from
yeah, loot the body.
So he gets, he had a comm link on him.
Break that.
That's a golem dead.
He has a stem pack, which heals,
use it.
I'll use that.
It heals, four wounds.
Okay, so I'm down to four wounds.
And he also has a emergency repair kit. It's for repairing droids.
Yeah, alright. I'll pocket that.
Any credits?
Nope.
It's probably on the ship.
Alright, now I'm gonna, since we took care of him, I'm gonna stealth onto the ship and see.
Well, I'm sure whoever.
There's
nobody else there.
It was only him.
Surprise.
All right. I'll
lock it. I'll close the bay. Lock it, and hope that
41. We're in
the tin can and the
yeah. Hopefully so they've been the,
yeah.
Hopefully they've been
yeah. This has been happening at the same time. So
God presses Y.
I'm gonna go back.
And
doesn't
so.
Feel good to say that.
All right. And so. Will and the Wookiee and the droid.
It's clobbering time.
So I'm thinking we should just open the door and then both fire our blasters at the guy on stun.
You making a sight entrance?
The woman.
It's a woman in the room.
Never mind.
The door is actually locked. The sight. We need to open it.
I will open it.
Using a... It's a physical lock, so just... you can do either skullduggery to, you know, or computers.
I'll computer it.
Okay. It's average. It's two
purples. We'll need some too.
Two purples. That's enough dice for everyone.
Yeah. Success?
Why?
How?
Because I have a skullduggery. No, I'm doing computer use.
Oh. All right. So this is average. Let me know how you do.
One, two. That's one. One.
One. Oh, yep. It opens up. Okay.
We should sneak in though. Like we should like.
Open well, yeah.
The end.
Yeah. Let me just. You know. You step through the doorway into a large chamber crowded with computer equipment and centered around a large hollow display showing a plot of the local aerospace. Standing in front of the display with her arms folded behind her back is a human woman. She appears to be in charge, and as you watch, she speaks into a headset in a formal computer commanding tone. Imperial Shuttle Lambda 11238. This is Overseer Bryn with Spaceport Control. You are cleared for a landing. Welcome to Mashuta. A half dozen technicians of different species work at consoles.
Oh, okay.
And two security drones there stand near the doorway. The attention is pulled to the floor, to the ceiling, trans parasteel windows against the far wall looking out into the desert where an Imperial shuttle is coming in for a landing.
Imperial. So there's a lot of people in this room.
There's a couple of you.
That's more than one.
So, stun grenade.
No, wait, there. Ryan, because they're a block. When Ryan looked, she was the only one standing up there sitting down.
So we're here?
No, you are closer
entrance.
To the...
That's the side entrance.
Okay, then yeah.
So we're in the side entrance.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And alright, so how are you wearing there right now?
Well, no one's paying attention to you right now.
Right.
Stun grenade.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You can just try to hack the computer right now.
9, 10.
Oh, wait, they can hack the computer from there?
Oh, okay, then I'll do that.
You can just. I mean, no one's paying attention right now, so you can.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Yeah, do that. Okay.
I'll do just make sure the droid just walks in.
I mean, right now, they're all busy right now doing stuff.
Alright, so I'll just go to a console and hack it.
Yeah, no one's paying attention to you. You went to the secret door, so no one sees you.
Alright, so...
It's an average computer.
Okay.
I just thought, because we've been using the F word a lot. Is there a Star Wars frack?
No, I don't.
I can look it
up. One success.
I'll look it up. You all pay right. attention.
So yeah, you do it.
Done.
Who do?
What? Who said done?
So yeah, you do it. And you walk, I guess you walk out.
And I'm going to throw a stone.
Are you really?
No.
No.
All right.
I'm like,
all right, so all right, we run back to the spaceport.
Well, all right, so you go out.
I would say, no, don't run back to the spaceport.
No.
We're meeting you in the desert.
We'll come pick you up.
Right, yeah.
So you're walking out. Suddenly the crowds thronging the streets of the center. Well, actually, this is a... I guess I'll say this, and then you can flip the sheet because this is the midway. Well, not midway, but you can flip it to. Suddenly, the crowds throng the streets of the settlement part, and you see a chilling sight: three soldiers in white armor of the Imperial's elite stormtroopers. As you see them, you realize the elite trooper is pointing right at you, and you hear his voice break through the crowd, sounding mechanical through his armor speakers. There they are. Stormtrooper says, "Get them." As you turn to the escape, there you see a second group of stormtroopers approaching to a side street.
Okay.
Stun grenade.
And then we turn.
So, what do you do?
Yeah. All right.
What do you guys want to do?
I can up my skills, or
so this is midway. So now it's you can do whatever. You... So it's a midway to a game. So now you guys can. Just trying to see and see what the it's 10. You get 10 experience.
I think the skill jockey talent might be good. Helps me pile a little bit better.
So it's getting tricky now because now there's stormtroopers in the fray, and I see Ed and the Wookiee.
Wait a minute. Okay, they see Ed and the Wookiee. We have a ship with a laser turret on top.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll upgrade my gunnery skill. You're the pilot.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to
gunnery is for ship to ship combat. You're going to shoot at people.
Yes.
No. Well, that's shoot plan. At them. If someone, it's like if someone came up to me and pointed a tank gun at me. I'd be rather intimidated.
Yeah.
I'd probably do what they said.
There's, like, innocent civilians there.
Eh. I'll get out of the way. We never said we're going to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
They'll fire at
Besides, them. I will have an absurd amount of gunnery skill.
The stormtroopers will fire at the ship before they,
I can level up my deceit skill, but I think I'd be better
draw,
off.
Quick draw, point blank.
I could take quick draw. I'm going to take skill jockey.
I have no money anymore.
Actually, you know what?
Why?
I don't know.
This isn't. Oh, this is in case you got any more. Just write in whatever you have.
Okay.
So either.
Or I could take talents. You can quick draw talent, put a mark in the circle, mix the XP.
I think once
points.
I make my own stories, it's going to be better, but. I think I'm up to it.
Yeah,
once per
like
draw a holster, a weapon.
Having fun so far, Will?
Yeah, I mean, I like ripping out the arms out of the Gamorrean guard. That's pretty good.
Let's see.
The system.
It's interesting. I've never played a system like this before.
I like the system a lot.
Yeah.
I still have the 2 strain on me, right? No, I mean the wounds on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you transfer that all over.
I now have 19 to my wounds. Threshold.
I'm going to up my ranged light skill.
Yeah, I can't do that. So I'm going to...
So I might add it here.
I'll go with quick draw instead of skullduggery. Well... More things.
I mean, do we have to upgrade now? Can we...
I mean, you got experience points and you're probably not going to play this ever again.
Right.
Yeah.
Alright,
In that case, yeah, I'm gonna go with a gunnery. And in case I do have to shoot into the crowd, I'll be less likely to hit civilians.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the range skill because I'm not gonna use any of these other things right now.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna need skullduggery again.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, this game was purely to help me get some confidence and for you guys to learn the system.
Vigilance brawl.
Which I think
gunnery.
The system, it does a good job teaching the system.
Alright, how much is it for,
It's everything's right there. You get 10 points.
You get 10 points.
So, of those things.
So you can get either 2 of the 5s or 1 of the 10. Not the Wookiee. The poor pig. This is like a rated R movie.
This is what Star Wars was meant to be.
Got a pig, a Gamorrean going, his arms ripped on.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
this is like, you remember it was the Tecumseh game where.
Yeah.
You like shot the guy through the cheeks, and then you blew some guy's kneecap off, and then
actually maybe are because I was gonna say. We, in New Hope, you got his arm cut off, but it was cauterized because it was a lightsaber.
Wookiee ripping doesn't cauterize wounds. Alright, so.
Yeah, he's bleeding everywhere.
Well, hurry up because this is boring now.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm putting everything into.
Yes, I know.
So keep going, I'll.
Well, you guys are kind of essential right now because you're getting chased by stormtroopers.
Yeah, you're in combat, you're in this scene.
Alright, fine.
What are you in combat skills?
What? I already have a
combat. What are your options?
Combat skills, brawl, gunnery, melee, range light, range heavy. This is melee. It's already done for me, it looks like.
No, you get.
Those are the things that you can upgrade for 10 XP.
These are your options. You have 4 options. Alright, so you can increase your wound threshold by 1. You have the option that when you hit a target with a melee or brawl weapon of any type, you deal +1 damage. You can up your melee skill, or you can up your coerce skill. Those are your 4 options.
Do one of the combat ones.
Alright, so I'll do.
If you up your melee skill, though, that's it. I would probably go with upping your melee skill.
Yeah. So I'm a melee skill.
It's about 6. There's 2 groups of 3 stormtroopers, and they're one's at medium range, and one is probably at like long.
So now I have 2 yellows and
yeah. So circle that or cross out the other one.
And these aren't like movie stormtroopers. These are stormtroopers are pretty good. They're pretty precise with shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I know the joke is stormtroopers don't hit a can't say the broads up a barn, but.
Okay, so there we go. Done.
So do you guys radio back? We have comms. You radio back to us.
Yes.
The fuzz is on us.
We got some Imperial entanglements.
Yeah. We've come across a complication.
How big of a complication?
Imperial forces.
We're coming.
How big of a complication?
Oh, shit.
What's your character's name, Ryan?
Oscara? That's...
Oscara.
Osama.
Oscara, jump of the turret.
Already there.
Alright, so let's roll a...
Where's the map?
Cool.
Give me the map. Thank you.
Isn't it an initiative to fight these things?
Yeah, it's an initiative, but it's cool if you are aware of, if you're like prepared for the combat.
Well, they're sort of surprising you, so I would go with.
They kind of surprise us, so I would say it's vigilance.
But they're cool because I guess they see.
Well, they did shout, "Hey, there they are!"
Yeah.
So
true,
kind of called us.
Yeah.
Poor tactics on their part.
Timo really wants you guys.
All right, so.
And the Empire's
difficulty with cool.
No, it's just initiative check.
Just gangsters don't usually deal with the Empire.
2 and an advantage.
That's risky.
All right.
Because they'll take over the planet.
Not if Jabba has anything to say about it.
2 and an advantage.
Right. Jabba has no presence here.
What you will?
It's Tatooine.
What me?
Will roll initiative.
Oh,
stop talking about Star Wars politics.
What's initiative again?
It's roll.
Cool.
That's
right. Vigilance.
Vigilance.
God.
I thought we decided on cool.
Yeah, it was on cool. I got it.
Okay,
I thought
it was.
So.
Well, they got.
I just rolled my vigilance, so.
It's fine.
I got 2 successes and an advantage.
So two successes in the event, and they just got two successes. So you guys go before them.
It's fine.
All right, so they got two. So it's you two and then them.
Okay.
What do you guys want to do?
I love you, man.
Oh, I get. I'm gonna take one turn, and then you guys can.
Yeah, that's fine.
All
right. I'm just gonna message them. We're on our way. Start running.
You said they're medium range.
Oh, one. There's two like squads. So one's at medium range, and one is at long range.
Okay.
You guys want to like run through the streets of Drench?
Lead them into the desert so that we don't endanger innocent people.
Well, aren't we like on a cliff?
Well, there's
I mean, this is all desert.
There's desert over.
But like, they're over here. So if they slide down there,
that's desert. You get out of here, but there's.
But there's an electro gate.
Yeah. It's blocked. You can't really escape from east.
So what, could they go down there?
They can try to maybe, I don't know, there's try to get to you guys.
We can try to get to the docking bay.
So well, we lock the door.
We're here.
Yeah, we gotta lock the door, yeah. And I'm assuming...
No, Ryan and I are there. You guys are there.
We can go to the maintenance hutch. The hatch.
But then we can't pick you up with the shuttle because you'll be inside.
That's what I'm saying. Get out of town if
so,
you can. How can they get
try
out?
To get to the entrance then? Because I mean, either the gate. Try to get. You can always cut. Kind of.
You can always shoot it.
Yeah.
Shoot the gate.
So you we'll head for the gate. We'll disable it with the turret on the ship.
Okay. So
and then
we'll
pick you up.
Yeah.
The gate.
So throw a stun grenade.
So I'm just
run.
Gonna. I guess my maneuver will be running, and then my action will
be. You can
be,
give up a action.
I was just gonna say. Running. I'll just use two maneuvers and just.
All right, so that would mean you. So you're bolting it.
Yeah.
So one will get you from. One with. The, I mean, just so two stormtroopers. One with that medium and one with that long. All right, so you spent two. So one is you're like extremely like far from them. Like, you kind of lost one of them, but the other one is, they can still see you, but they're pretty far away that long.
So we lost the long range, probably, and then the medium range became long range?
Yeah. When you're trying to go from one, one distance from the other, it's, you can spend one maneuver to get from, you know, short to long.
Right.
But then two from long to extra long, and then, you know, two, you know. From two, a medium to long, and two from...
Are you doing the same thing, Welsh?
I want to run, yeah.
All right, so, again, so you... The other guys are still kind of on you.
I think Will should totally pick Ed up in like, a fireman's carry.
I think I'd have to roll my athletics for that.
And then Will runs, and Ed shoots over his shoulder.
I'm going to say that...
I like it.
The Stormtroopers will take... So you're taking two to get there, or are you just... We can do one.
Well, do you want to do that instead, Will? Could we do that?
What?
Instead of me
running? I pick him up like this, and he starts shooting the guys, and I run forward, because my athletics is pretty high.
Instead of me taking two turns to run, he can just pick me up.
What's your strength?
My strength is, well, brawn is four.
Four? You can pick, I'll pick
so
up.
So, instead of me going first, Will go first. He'll pick me up.
Okay.
And then he'll start to run, and then I can shoot.
So you only move one, though? You're moving two?
Yeah.
One? So you pick him up.
Yeah.
That's one maneuver.
And you start
that's
running.
So you just move once, then?
Yeah. All right. So I'll either do athletics or anything.
Okay.
All right.
So, Will, you're basically in charge of the running, and Ed is in charge of the... All
right. So, one is kind of far away. They can... You didn't really lose both of them. So, and Ed's going to shoot at the closest ones, which is all that long range, and that would be hard. So it's three guys.
Okay.
If
I spend,
I'm going to, my maneuver will be aiming then.
Oh, in that case, you can boost.
I took one.
Okay. You can also, you can use a destiny if you want to.
We haven't been using it, really.
Yeah, but that also gives Meyer more stuff.
Yeah.
Evil, evil Meyer.
Meyer has four things now, so he can use them on us.
That's unfortunate.
We're going to go on the orbit. There's going to be a giant Star Destroyer up waiting for us.
Oh, crap.
I rolled. This was terrible. I rolled 2 failures. No, I rolled 4 failures.
All right, so you just don't hit them. Failure's not that bad. As long as you don't roll like disadvantage and
yeah.
you know
my failure dice. All 3 of them rolled 2.
As long as you didn't get like despair, which is probably you have.
Probably hit me.
No, I think despair. I would have just said you have no more ammo in your gun. So everyone, and now them. I'm gonna say that.
Excuse me.
No, at least I didn't get any threat.
Yeah, say, excuse me. Despair. I could have thought that.
They are going to first get one maneuver, and try to shoot you.
That's a maneuver.
Well, one is keeping up with you.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then the other one's gonna try to shoot. So that might be, I don't know. So they're gonna shoot at Will. They're gonna try to take down the Wookiee.
You know, I don't feel so bad about our plan anymore.
Why?
Someone posted on. What is this?
Out of context D&D.
Out of context D&D. The worst part is, this isn't even the first time we had this plan. Me, in Star Wars Edge of Empire, seconds before driving a speeder rigged to explode into a boss.
We're not the only one.
Alright,
so here we go. Let's see what they got. Oh my god.
That's not.
No, they messed up. They failed. They failed.
Will.
And they got an advantage. They got an advantage. So they got one advantage. So they keep up with you. So they see you.
All right. So they got the. Okay. So we're still running. As I run, I'm going to start knocking things.
Like, no, you're carrying it.
I know, but I can take one hand and can take the other hand and like pull something down. And as I'm running,
okay,
kind of put obstacles in their way so that they can slow down. I can do that.
Okay. So
it's a chase scene in a movie. And I'm just
right.
That's a maneuver. So you just move one, and then another one to be in, like interact with the environment. I'm gonna say.
So you're like pulling down an awning, or
yeah,
causing
running in front of two guys who are carrying a glass pane.
Yeah, right. So knocking over a cart of cabbages.
So you move one, and then interact with the environment.
Yeah.
Can we say he knocks over a cart of cabbages?
My space cabbages!
No, well, you can also
my spabbages!
I can spend 2 strain to add 2 more maneuvers.
No, it's, you can do
or
only,
incidental
you can only do max of 2 maneuvers. It's max 2 maneuvers and max 1 action. You can't do 3.
Like, you could do an action and then
and
maneuver,
2 maneuver
and then add
yeah.
another maneuver.
So if you spend the strain, you could do an action instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do 3 maneuvers. You can only use 2.
Right, but it would give you an action.
Yeah.
All right. Then can I just shoot back? Can I shoot back at them too?
You have to turn around.
Just as I'm running.
You know, if you turn around, then Ed can't shoot them.
Well, I already.
Yeah, the whole point of you carrying Ed was to.
That was new. Is a
new round.
Yeah. Then if
just keep running, Mo.
Yeah, keep do the pull something down.
So
and
I'll say they
I'm pulling things down as I'm running.
I'm gonna give them a disadvantage at shooting you because
you're causing
untold destruction.
All right, Pash, you ready to cause some property damage?
Always. Especially when it's hot stuff.
Uh huh.
All right. Wait. Oh, yeah, I forgot to put you guys in.
Should we roll
into
the... Let's do one more, and then I'll put you guys
in. All right.
So that's
very weird.
As we're
I'm flicking switches and pressing buttons.
As we're running, we require an egress into the desert.
Working on it. Click, 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 click.
Hold all your right. circuits.
I'm going to do the same thing. Aim and shoot.
Okay.
Are they still at long range?
Yeah, they're still at long.
Let's see. That is two successes.
Two successes.
So that's seven damage.
All right. So, all right. You hit one of them. It gets through their armor. And I'm going to say they go at you again, shoot at the tape, trying to take down the wooks. And they're at the difficulty because he's knocking shit down. And they succeeded and they got some advantages. We got two advantages. They hit you well for
hit me for
9 damage.
Ow.
Well, you soak four of that.
Yeah, but still it's five.
So the turret I'm in, it's a belly turret?
Yeah, it's one of yeah.
That's 7 damage.
Okay.
Good.
Well, turrets, you know, this top
right, right. So I'm growl in pain.
As so I here's the way I figure it, Akos. We do a flyby of the gate, I blow it up. If
can I see the map in?
Oh, so I'm going to say, well, that because they got two advantages.
So, yeah, here we're coming from.
Right, so that's so the front. So we fly by. We might even be able to just lower the freight loading chamber and have them jump on.
That's something.
Well, I'm saying because we can land in the open desert. They need to get through the gate. We can't land in the street, and we don't want to shoot helpless civilians. So we're coming from here. So we swoop over the city. I fire on the gate to destroy it, and I can keep firing on it as you fly over it.
Right, and we can give them cover fire.
We can give them cover. Then we land in the open desert.
They jump on.
They jump on, and we book.
Ooh, wait.
So the shooting. I'm gonna say, Will, that you can only do one move because they kind of shot you and left away. This is certainly kind of hurt you. Just this one turn, like kind of like you're limping a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of hurt you.
While this is hurt me, I'm actually now gonna look around for.
Wait. So it's a new. I'm gonna say that Alex and Ryan can roll into it.
Can we roll initiative?
Yeah. Just roll. Cool.
Cool. Cool. Cool. Cool. All right. What is my cool? 3 greens.
Maybe wrong, but that's one way to do it. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
No successes, but five.
Tell us, Omega.
Five advantage.
Enlighten us.
But zero success.
You know, I'm happy to have a rules lawyer.
Yeah.
It's good.
Omega.
My first game.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know if you're about Omega. I'm just seeing this stuff. So.
Four successes. So I go first, I guess.
Yeah, I go last.
Yeah, so it's PC, 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 NPC, PC.
Well, we can move me up since I have to fly the...
Right, yeah, you go first.
All
right,
so I'm going to fly a ship.
And I will fire on the gate once we reach it.
Yeah, it's...
Zero.
Zero.
So I just roll pilot.
Second. So the crate fang thumbs around you as its engines power up, lifting through the hangar, through the hangar bay doors, and up, and into the bright Tatooine sky.
Yeah.
So I guess just make.
Make a poop roll.
Ship combat works the same as you get a maneuver and.
Well, I'm piloting. Ryan's shooting.
Right.
Yeah.
Hoping.
So if I make my pilot check, can I give Ryan a boost for getting him in a good position?
Yeah.
All right. So what would be my difficulty?
Let's try to do this without killing anybody.
Let's just go with average.
Okay.
Did I poop somewhere?
Not anymore, you don't.
Not right now, you don't.
What was that from?
It's like it was like this. I forgot.
All right, so one failure and three advantage.
One failure and three advantage.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that you're not at the doors, but you do have... You give Ryan an advantage doing this to shoot the stormtroopers that are really far away.
All right. Gonna be a little longer than we expected.
I'm just picturing
kind of, you know.
Warning. Insert hyperbatter reactor.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I'm going last then.
Sure.
Yeah, you guys go first. Then the stormtrooper.
Wait. The ones who are really far from them. Is that the ones that Ed has been shooting at?
No.
Different ones.
Yeah, he's shooting at the one that's closer to them. There's other ones that are kind of are pretty far
away.
Okay.
Yeah. So Ryan. Yeah.
So yeah, you guys have the immediate threat. You go first, and I'll take the last shot to get the gate.
Okay.
So who goes? Will or Ed?
I'll shoot.
Yeah. Will still just running?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna start looking around for speed.
All right.
Okay.
I got me a crit.
Crit.
And a advantage.
So yeah.
Wait, how did you get it? Oh, yellow.
Credited.
Wait, no. So yellow is a triumph. You mean, right?
Yes.
A triumph.
Sure. A triumph. Yeah.
So I'm gonna say that you lose them. You hurt them?
Yeah. It was a triumph is a success.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So it was one success that was a triumph.
So you shoot one of them, and
this was a triumph. Making a note here.
Yeah.
Great success.
So the guy kind of crumbles over, and they kind of chip over.
Larry!
They can't. You lose him.
Gosh. Not Larry.
He was 3 days from retirement.
They lost you. So from that, if you can, you can make a stealth check to maybe stay.
That would be on Will.
But,
yeah.
Because well, Ed is on
me
Will.
Down, I guess. Yeah.
But you already went this turn, so
the,
for now...
The 6.5-foot tall Wookiee carrying the droid can make
a
stealth check.
You're not getting chased around. And I say the combat's over right now.
All right.
I want to try and stealth
them. I don't know where you are.
Ed shot something that made a cloud of smoke.
Yes.
The threat is less immediate, though an egress would still be appreciated.
Working on it. You are the naggiest droid.
We tend to be that way, sir.
I know.
It's how I'm programmed.
So we're going to try and stealth through the city.
Make a stealth check.
Make a stealth.
I need these. What difficulty?
Let's go with...
I got a crit. I got a try
average.
And a advantage.
So this is average. I would have made it hard, but since you got that, I'll say average.
I got no successes, but an advantage.
All right.
We all got a failure and two advantages. It's right there.
Yeah. I got a threat, too, didn't I?
No, but that's canceled out by one of your advantages.
All right.
So I got one.
No, you have a failure and
failure
two advantages.
And two advantages, yeah. Failure and two advantages.
Okay,
I fail.
So you're trying to hide...
But I'm a giant fucking Wookiee.
Wait. Can we say that we give them a boost die by the fact that we are now piloting a ship
right.
very low over the city and distracting many people?
Yeah. Oh, we skipped me. I should
oh,
be
yeah.
firing at the gate.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we ended combat.
Oh, okay.
So, just make me, I'm gonna pause this right now. They see. They kind of. You're very. I'm gonna say you guys are really close to the entrance. You're making your way to the entrance. God plus is Y. Alex and Ryan.
Yep.
I don't know. Just make me a. I guess a pilot check to get to.
Or we're very close to what will soon be the entrance.
Difficulty.
Just go. It's nothing. Just go with the easy.
All right.
Just, you know, not trying to do anything.
In that case, one success and an advantage. Uh-huh. Oh, no, 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 two successes. No, wait, I was right the first time. One success and an advantage.
All right, so Ryan can get a boost die when he shoots it into... Okay.
I need three green and a yellow.
And what's my diff?
Two, average.
Two?
Yeah, two.
Okay.
What's the damage on the turret?
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
All right. I rolled four successes. And four advantage.
Wow.
I think Ryan wins.
Yeah. Laser.
That pillar is gone.
A turret-mounted medium laser cannon.
Yep.
Which does...
Lots.
How many killings?
Loads.
Loads
of killings.
It blows it up.
Okay, so we disabled the gate.
How much damage does it do? Enough.
Might as well let us know what the damage is right now.
Have you ever seen Seven?
Can I look in the book?
How many killings? Seven. Only seven. Yeah, but he does it in greedy, dopey, sexy
explosion. It's going to cause TIE fighters to appear soon.
And as soon as we hit the gate, I say through the comm, "Your egress is there. Now go."
Did you see it? We made it pretty loud for you.
So it blows up. The stormtroopers are.
I did notice, sir.
Or more now concerned with the ship than with you guys.
Fair enough.
We see you. You can just run to the ship.
All right, so we're flying a couple hundred yards, I guess, into the desert.
Now, if it wouldn't trouble you too much for a lift as well.
It just says damage 6, but I'm guessing it's probably ship 6, which is probably 10 times.
Right. I'm guessing that a turret-mounted laser is enough to destroy a gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is damage 6, and it's like skill, gunnery, range, close,
and I got a lot of advantage, so I didn't kill anyone, I guess.
Yeah, but you did kind of disorient the stormtroopers.
Oh, poor them.
What kind of ship is this?
This is Chromium a transport. YT-1300.
So yeah, we'll make our way to the gate.
It's the Falcon.
What is this shitty designation?
YT-100 Krillian transport, right?
Krillian with a C?
Yeah, it's a Falcon.
Yeah.
All right, so we're making our way to
it is the Falcon, just rendered a different color.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know what kind of ship.
So you guys get on board?
It's the Millennium Falcon.
Oh crap! We need to rename it.
Yeah, we do.
The Millennium Falcon.
It's not the Crate Fang anymore. That's stupid.
Yeah.
The motherfucker.
All right, boys and girls, what do you think we should name the ship?
The motherfucker.
I'm not naming.
Don't name this because what if you're gonna get your own ship when I make my own game and have your make your own.
So let's make it a joke ship.
Fine.
It's Trex's ship. So once you make
not some, anymore.
Make fun of Trex.
Yeah, well, if they can find Trex, it doesn't matter, he's dead.
He's a Trandoshan fuck motherfucker.
My ship now.
How about the Armless Gamorrean?
I like it.
It's got a nice ring to it.
It does. Right, this is the Armless coming in for a landing. Pew pew!
So, soon, right. Mount Must Shooter. That's how I said Shooter.
Shooter
vanishes behind you.
Oh,
as you...
41, start installing that hyperspace.
As you...
hypermatter reactor.
Race out the Dune Sea and climb towards outer space. Suddenly, an alert klaxon blares as you leave Tatooine's atmosphere. Several spherical starfighters with distinct hexagonal wing...
yeah, definitely start repairing that thing.
We pissed off the Empire!
Screaming in on and intercept course TIE fighters. The star fighters shoot past, laser cannons blazing, and sparks fly from a console in the cockpit. You've been hit. You're not clear of the planet's gravity well yet, and you can't jump to light speed without the hyperspace reactor installed.
I'm going
to
install it.
You'll have to deal with these TIE fighters first. So you're in combat. Right,
so
I'm going on the top gun.
You go. I'm in the belly turret. You're in the top turret.
I'm in the pilot seat.
If it wouldn't be too much trouble, try to keep the ship steady.
Oh, sure. I'll make sure to fly nice and level for you.
List leads to the left. They can never shoot us.
Just keep us from getting dead.
That's my real goal.
Thank you very much.
Remember, list leads to the left, guys.
Alright, I guess you kind of, I'm gonna say, roll your vigilance because you're kind of unprepared for this type of shit.
Alright.
Because you didn't, I don't think you thought TIE fighters would be after.
No,
you did.
No, that's.
No, probably not.
Vigilance. All right.
Triumph.
Ooh, Will got a triumph on his initiative.
Well, so that's just a success.
So, I got two successes.
I got a success and an advantage.
I got two advantage, no successes.
Huge success.
Didn't that one have a.
This one, no.
That makes an advantage, too, right?
Yeah,
triumph? So I got one advantage
and
two successes.
I only got zero success, but how many?
But two advantage.
Two advantage. And eight costs.
It's hard to overstate my satisfaction.
One. Oh, what you get, Ed?
One.
One. Just one success?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the TIE Fighters, they got... zero.
Wrong game.
Oh, yeah. Yep, they got one and two. So it's you guys, them, and then you guys. You guys twice. Three. Four times.
How many TIE fighters are there?
There is
too many.
Two. What is this?
Alright, well, might I suggest that I go first?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Game, tell me how many, sir.
Because the sooner I get it in, the sooner we can
four
get off.
There are 2-4.
Hurry up and get it in, droid.
Never like this dust bowl.
So Ed's going first?
Yeah.
Alright, you are an engineer, so you're at the comp, so you...
Well, he's installing the...
Right, he's plugging the...
Mechanics?
Hypermatter reactor igniter.
It's, an average mechanics check.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, that's a triumph.
Nice.
Two successes, two successes, one of them being a triumph. And then that's it.
So you got a two successes and a triumph?
Yeah, two successes and a triumph.
Okay.
Well, one success and a triumph.
Right.
One success.
It was two successes and one of the successes was a triumph.
Okay.
Insert hypermatter reactor igniter here.
Click click.
I'm going to say that normally hyperdrive will take
hypermatter reactor igniter.
Yes, it takes it takes a little while to boot up a little bit. But since you did so well, it's going to go quicker. So instead of let's take 6 rounds, it's going to take. You 3 rounds.
Okay. All right. Cool. Get that nav computer up.
This might take some time. We'll be ready to go in a moment. That's literally what I do.
I knew I kept you around for a reason, 41.
You're not listening to Mr. Scott's advice. You got to tell him it'll take twice as long.
So you seem like
a miracle worker.
So you just have three. Well, I guess 2 more after this last round.
Right.
All right.
To deal with the TIE Fighters and then jump.
So who's next, the PC or the TIE Fighters?
The TIE Fighters are up.
Alright.
And they are going... Thank you, Will.
If I do well on my pilot check, would it give boosts to Will and Ryan to shoot them? Like if I get advantages?
Probably would be good positioning.
Well, it's only if you... It's a thing called stay on target, which, yeah, if you do it, then it helps them.
But if you do poorly, then it'll hurt us.
What, is that like an option I have?
Yeah, it's a maneuver.
Oh, like, we don't have a list of maneuvers, so...
I'm sorry, okay, so maneuver is a stay on target.
Are there any maneuvers I can do? Because I didn't do a maneuver.
No, you're an engineer, just to actually just damage control and then stolen the HMRI.
Which was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as a pilot, you have gain advantage as an action, which is like for chasing, kind of. Evasive maneuvers, which makes you harder to hit. And then staying on target, which will help them shoot them better.
Evasive maneuvers are staying on target.
Go with... So evasive maneuvers will give us... Evasive maneuvers will give us a penalty, but it'll... Go with evasive maneuvers, because if we can avoid getting hit, that's better than...
Yeah, all
right. So I guess they'll go first. Guys.
We just have to survive 3 rounds.
Right. They'll go, then I'll go. And then you two will go. And then next turn, I'll go first to make it harder for them to hit us right after.
And you know what? If we don't kill... If we don't destroy the TIE fighters, that's fewer murders we're wanted for.
And,
by the Empire.
And the gunners, they have maneuvers aiming, which give them boosts, and then shoot.
Okay. Well, TIE fighters are up.
TIE fighters first. They're going to aim at you as a maneuver, and then shoot at you.
Fair enough. Oh, wait, no. So my maneuver... My maneuver would be evasive maneuvers.
But Ed went first.
Right, I know, I'm just saying. So my maneuver would be evasive maneuvers. So then what would my action be? Just piloting?
Gain advantage.
Yeah, you can probably pilot to give us advantage.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Or you could just take 2 evasive actions. Since
hold
there
on
are 4.
To your butts.
Right.
Alright, so there.
Mm. The ship also isn't exactly the Millennium Falcon. It probably doesn't have those deflector shields.
You get it, Will. It's not the Millennium Falcon.
They can't see it on there.
Hey, it looks like the Millennium Falcon. I bet it's exactly the same.
Probably. Probably better.
You just had to call it the Armless Grimorian.
wait, no, I didn't roll any.
Do you want to call it the Rusty Falcon? The Rusty Trombone.
I like the Armless Gamora.
I like the Armless Gamora.
Alright, the Armless Gamora. The Armless Gamora with the Rusty Trombone?
How would he play it?
Not well.
Not at all.
How would he even. He would just.
What's a trombone?
Alright, it's one of the things.
I know what it is.
Then what?
I played one.
Why did you just ask what a trombone is? What's a trombone? Oh, it's one of those, like, oh, I know what a trombone is.
There's nothing in the Star Wars universe they would know what a trombone is.
They hit you for 6.
I need stats for my ship here,
7
man.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I have your stats, so I'll write. Your hull is. Your armor 3. And
I'm writing it down. I got it.
Threshold is 22.
So we took 3 of the 22.
We seem to have taken.
So they did 6, and we took, and we have 3 armor.
Yeah.
All right, so we're at 19.
Just in unison, we know.
That's 1.
Is it shields?
It is shields.
So you should probably
have the flat.
I'll reroll.
The Klingons.
I'm sorry, I'll reroll. So you do have shields.
Yeah, I was gonna. My next action was gonna be like.
So no, they still sorry, hate you.
That's fine.
All right. Who's going next?
Me.
I'm free.
So I'm gonna use evasive maneuvers for my maneuver. And then flying, I guess, for advantage.
Yeah, so the pilot sends the maneuver, evasive maneuver. The pilot sends his ship on a erratic course that makes it hard to predict his movements. When a ship using evasive is attacked, the difficulty is upgraded once. Alright, so it goes to the purple turns to a red.
Okay.
You don't have to roll. It's just a
maneuver. So I just do it. So then I make a piloting check, though, for.
We're still in atmosphere, right?
Yeesh.
And you said we're still in the gravity well.
Yeah, so I figure we're like very, very upper atmosphere probably.
Yeah, okay. And it's the same for you guys when you're attacking. You're going to also get upgraded to a... your difficulty is going to be upgraded, so a purple is going to turn to a red.
Okay. But so I can make a piloting check to try to give them advantage?
Yeah, the pilot chooses the ship makes, gains an advantage. Everyone on the ship ignores the penalties. Yep. So... yeah, everyone will. Yeah.
Do I roll for that, or does it just happen?
No, it's.
But you could always
because the TIE fighters are faster than you. Mm-hmm. It's fine. So you roll. It's either roll.
Okay.
Three.
Difficulty three.
Yeah.
To get advantage on them.
Yeah.
Hold on to your butts.
Short range fighter.
One success. That's
okay. My posterior is only vestigial, sir.
So you guys ignored the penalty.
Cool.
I threw up in the turret.
You're cleaning it.
Alright, so who's going first, Ryan or Will?
I guess I'll go first.
Who shoots first, Han Solo?
Because I got out of, I upgraded my gunnery skill for this. I need two more.
That's Han Solo, by the way.
They have no offense, so they don't get anything.
What's my difficulty?
It is. Short. So I'm gonna. It's one.
One.
And do they get a boost for my success, or do that?
No,
there would have been a penalty.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, wait. I'm sorry. Two. I'm sorry. It's
two.
Okay. Did you get a boost die to aim?
Yeah,
yes,
I'll aim.
Do that. My only when he said I'm sorry, Will just goes, not forget. He just took out like a switch and started whipping.
Okay,
I don't know.
Wow, I got a shitload of successes.
Not forget it.
Two, four, six successes, but a threat.
Six successes and a threat.
So six successes and we get hit.
No. They get hit if I
six.
Mess up. I would think. Because I'm the pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, they're still survive. Six successes.
Wouldn't that be 12 damage?
Yes.
If you, 12 damage to whatever they're.
So you blow up one of them.
Alright!
I was gonna say.
Five fires are crunching.
Yeah, one's down.
They only overwhelmed because they have a much greater amount.
One so, down, three to go.
Will, what's your gunnery skill?
One yellow and two green.
One yellow, two green, and you're going to take a turn to aim?
And I'm going to say just take one strain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who?
Because you rolled a...
Ryan takes a strain.
You took a threat or whatever you said?
Yeah, I got a threat.
Just take a strain, I guess.
All right.
Because this is some shit.
Right? You concentrated really hard.
Right.
This is some shit right now, right?
Well, I'm sure gravity in the turret of the dodging ship...
I am still kind of ducking and weaving.
...is not pleasant.
I said hold on to your butts.
What about our guts? I'm gonna vomit. Alright, well, here's what you're rolling.
I bet Posh wants to hold on to her butt.
Cool.
What if she's
a lesson? Doesn't mean I don't want to hold on to her butt. Sure. Whoa, my gaydar's going off.
No, Pash.
That is Pash, yeah.
Yeah, you're that Spice Girl.
Pash the Rash.
Or am I?
He's not Victoria Beckham.
Pash the stamp.
Do anything.
Oh my god. Did your character have art?
No.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Out the two.
I was gonna say I'm just picturing if your character had a big mustache, you should call yourself Pash the Stash.
He could one day.
Two successes.
Two successes.
I've got goggles.
Six. So that's seven. Yep, so you got one, seven down, on two. So, no, it's not blown up, but he is smoking a lot.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of smoke coming out of it.
All right.
He's starting to shake.
So I'll go first this time and give us all...
She's starting to shimmy.
Give them a shooting advantage. That seems to make sense. Oh, wait, you can repair the ship, right?
Do you want me... Well... I can do my maneuver to do damage control, right?
One down.
My evasive maneuvers from last time would give them a penalty this time, right?
If you do it again.
Well,
if you don't gain advantage.
Well, no, because I went after them.
Oh, yeah, no, for them, the TIE fighters, yeah.
Yeah, all right, so they have a disadvantage even if I... Okay, so then, yeah, so...
So if I go for... If I do damage control as a maneuver, that... What does that do?
As an action. You don't have any maneuvers for some reason.
If you're not, like, in the ship or on, in a turret, I guess he...
What does damage control do?
Just the a crewman at the engineer may attempt to repair the hull. To do so, just make a mechanics check at an just average difficulty, and you get 1 point. You heal. You fix 1 point. You repair 1 point of damage.
Okay. We only lost three.
What?
We only lost three.
You. Lost, yeah.
Can I just reroute power to the deflector shields? And boost our shields. And reroute it from.
Holographic
chess table. Yeah.
Not the holographic chess table.
All right, so you want to boost it, but just roll and see how much.
I've rerouted right. Power from the life support, as I do not need it.
So mechanics.
We actually have a holographic
make
chess
it
table.
Just, it's probably, let's make it.
It's on the map.
Let's make it hard, I guess.
Okay.
It's not that easy.
There's also a corpse at hold number two. Oh, no, that's a droid.
Wait, never mind.
No.
Yeah, I can actually probably...
We have a Bantha skin rug.
...for the time being.
Well, there's people on the ship.
Right, but it's, like, they're... It's not gonna...
Yeah.
If I turn off the life support, we'll still have...
I think I will have to double check to make sure I said the right.
We'll still have air
Bantha?
For a couple
of
minutes.
Yeah, I guess. It's still probably hard, though.
Right, no, I'm
everybody
just,
hold your breath.
So, yeah, that's actually... I'm going to reroute the power from life support to the deflector shield.
Wait, what?
I don't have to eat too much.
Oh my god.
No, it's not. It's not a bad
It's three successes and two advantage.
Alright, so I'm going to say that you're a Bantha belt. Your defense, which is your shield, is now at a 3.
Okay. And I got 2 advantage.
If we get out of this alive, droid, you're going through the airlock.
And next time if you make it, it'll go easier.
Don't worry, I'm also a medic.
You can't fix death. All right, ties go.
All right. So there now.
And I have my evasive maneuvers,
okay.
Which makes it harder for them.
One, two,
So wait, the defense is 3 now, and those are 3 red dice, right? Because of my evasive maneuvers?
Yeah. And...
sucks to be them.
Only
one of them?
Only one of them.
That's fair. Still sucks to be that.
According to my reading, sir, you still have about 10 minutes of air left.
Oh, good.
That's very reassuring.
Hiya. Oh,
never tell me the odds.
If I haven't restored life support in 10 minutes, that's likely due to the fact that we've been blown to space dust.
Oh, that's much more comforting. Thank you.
That's not good for them.
That's a bad miss.
That's a bad miss.
They shot you, but I'm gonna say the smoking one, he got a despair, so I'm gonna say that he lost his power, so he's done.
Does he eject an Atmo and like?
No, he kind of goes flying off like Vader. Goes
okay.
Rawr,
rawr, rawr, rawr. All right.
But they shoot you for 8. Yep.
So,
oh, eight.
So we take 5 because it's armor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're still doing okay.
You might want to start fixing things down there.
Righty ho.
All right. So I'm going to take evasive maneuvers again, and then I'm going to pilot.
What was it?
So, what's the difficulty? 3 again?
For the evasive... hard, yeah, 3. Because they're faster than...
Right.
You only have 2 more. They only have 2, though.
And we only have to this turn and next turn.
Yes.
Right, and then we jump to light speed.
Why am I blanking? All right.
Four successes, but a threat.
Four successes, but a threat.
It's a wampa. Sorry. It's a wampa rug.
Thank you. I was really worried about that.
Well, what?
It was bothering me.
We have a wampa skin rug in the crew quarters. I said it was a bantha skin rug.
All right, so it's good.
That was wrong.
Okay.
Wampa skin rug is more badass.
One threat?
Yeah, one threat, four successes.
All right.
So I dodged the fuck out of them.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. So you guys aren't affected by Shin, but they are. Who's next?
Shooting guys.
Yeah, we're next.
Shooting McGee's over here.
I guess I'll go first. Alright, so I'm gonna take
years off a wheel.
I'm gonna take a boost die and aim. I get one yellow, three green.
Yeller.
Old yeller.
And two. Okay. Well, I rolled one success and a threat.
One success and a threat. So you hit him. What, that's six?
Seven.
Oh, seven. And
I just had a thought for what one threat success. Should be.
What?
Yeah, but you said the base damage was six.
Meyer.
Yeah, but it's every extra success is.
Oh, okay.
The threat should totally be that there's like a micro fracture in the hull, so we're leaking atmosphere, and I just turned the life support on.
All right.
You know what would be hilarious?
Trying to murder us.
No, this is how it should go down. I'm shooting at the TIE fighter, and all of a sudden I just see a little crack appear in the turret, and I go, jump to light speed, hurry, fast, quick.
I can't. If I do it now, we'll explode.
We're losing hull integrity on the turret shell here.
Can I be a real dick? I press a button, Ryan.
And the
hatch. Really?
Ah, that seems to have solved the problem.
I hate you all.
No, I won't, because then Ryan would die real quick.
No, do it, because it's just a threat. I don't care if my character dies. That's
true. Okay.
That's hilarious, and it's totally in character. So.
Oh, really?
What was that?
Nothing.
Alright, well, you're shooting. Alright, so I'm aiming.
The hatch just stayed behind me.
Two, one yellow. Here we go. Cancelled out.
No,
he's got two successes, advantage, and a triumph.
Yeah, so two successes. I have one advantage. Yeah, two successes and one advantage.
And a triumph.
Two successes and a triumph. So I'm going to say you blow up the good one, and you have a beat on the one that's pretty shitty right now. So next time you can roll two boost dice.
Yes!
Nice. You have a beat on the other one.
Alright, last turn, then we can jump to hyperspace. Ed, fix stuff.
Maybe you should fix the glass.
Oh, he has to get in there, and Ryan's in the way right now.
Alright, I'm gonna fix. Is that easy?
Fixing it, no, it's average too.
Average? Okay.
Just send the R2 units to fix the problems outside.
We don't have any R2 units!
As a maneuver, can I, like, I don't know, plug in to the system to get a boost die? Like, aiming, kind of?
I mean, you're just generally fixing it. It doesn't really... It's like a general, just, you know, fix.
Right. Like, can I link into the ship's computer system so that I can... It makes it easier for me to fix it.
Did you Did you roll like an advantage last or something like that?
Yeah.
So yeah, let's say you get
one. One, two, three, and two advantage.
All right. So you'll five, and yeah. So next time, if you want to fix it, you also get a boost.
So how much do we fix the hull?
By five.
All right. Much better.
Okay. The piece.
That last TIE fighter goes.
I'm gonna say that I'm gonna use my dark and say one of them, another one comes into the picture. Visual. Just for, you know, shits and giggles and fun.
I'm gonna shit on
keep
you.
Things interesting.
I think instead of evasive maneuvers, I'm gonna try to get into a better position to shoot them this time.
Alright.
But what are they doing? Shooting us, duh.
Or shooting.
They really wanted to be a dick and could have made a TIE advanced.
Stop giving him ideas.
We probably need to use a second dark side token.
They also, the Empire wouldn't waste a TIE advanced on.
No, they wouldn't waste a TIE defender. TIE advanced.
Yeah.
Well, no, they'd waste an interceptor.
Nope, they miss. They do not hit you.
And interceptors are even faster.
They're not good. And.
Me. So if I pilot to get advantage on them, what does that give a boost to Will and Ryan on their next attack?
It will if you stay on instead of evasive maneuvers, it'll boost their instead of it'll upgrade their die pool, their attack pool. So instead they can roll extra yellow, make a green to a yellow.
You guys want to do that?
Sure.
All right. So I still have to make a pilot check.
It's to gain.
Yeah. So, is that still hard difficulty?
Yeah. It's right. Still, yeah, because they're faster.
Okie doke.
Yeah, freighter versus pilot is not a fair fight.
No, that's one success and a threat.
Let's say you're kind of stressed out right now. This is
fair enough.
You're stressed, and you're good.
The ship I just stole has cracks in the hull, and the frickin' robot turned off the life support.
Warning: critical hull decompression imminent. Warning. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Hurry it up, guys and gals, and robots.
Is it going to be Twilight or the Wookiee? Who's first?
I guess I'll go first.
He's first.
Alright. So one of my greens turns to a yellow?
This should be the last turn before we can go.
Yep.
Alright, I need two green.
Hyperspace.
And I'll take turn to aim, so I get a boost. And then two difficulties.
Yep. After this, you'll just immediately jump with the legs.
Okay, so that's... Three successes, four successes, five, six successes, five successes. One, two, five successes and an advantage.
He is destroyed. One down, one to go. Will, destroy it.
Does Will get the extra yellow too?
Yes.
So one of your greens turns into a yellow, Will.
Cool.
Average.
Are all you only get one blue. On the ship still alive?
Yeah, you only get one blue.
Instead of take an extra one. So I'm aiming.
Right. But you only get... That's the one you get.
No, but he told me I get an extra one on my turn. Because I was...
That's right.
By the way, you got the one advantage. I'm going to say that your crack isn't getting any bigger.
That's good. As soon as Ed says, are all the organics on the ship still alive? I scream back, I'm going to melt you down and turn you into a toilet seat.
Okay.
A toilet seat?
A toilet seat.
Yeah, you got the three,
four.
It's just two more damage.
I'll take that CS.
Exactly.
Well, he's gone.
All right, good. He's
dead. Will got six damage and an advantage.
Yeah, he's nice. Dead. You're good. The ship jumps into light speed. You're out of there.
then I unlock Ryan's turret.
Should I reestablish life support?
Yes.
Pash, open the hat. Open the hatch so I can kill the robot.
Alright.
Alright, I'm gonna reestablish life support.
It's epilogue, I don't think you have to roll for it.
Yep, the game, and so, Lorik destroys the ship, destroys the last TIE fighter. It's still blaring, probably, because of all the shit that's happening. We've jumped to light speed, and you are now gone. You're good. You're clear. You escaped Teemo. Game over. You get 10.
Fuck that guy.
You get 10 more useless experience because you never even use these characters again. And,
I'm
stepping
right down.
And that is the game.
All
right.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. I'm starting to know the system. It's a lot of fun.
I really like it.
I wasn't a fan of all the weird dice at first, but I get it now.
Yeah. I love how there's a lot more nuance as to what you do when you succeed or fail.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll have to like get, because we're not going to play this like all the time, like once a week. So I thought I'm going to reintroduce the dice like a lot. So we didn't get these. So we didn't use these.
The other thing we can do. There's a $5 app on the App Store with its own.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to download it, but I don't have enough service to download.
Yeah, that's
it,
what so. I was. That's what I was.
Yeah, I was contemplating downloading that. So if we're gonna play this more often, I'm like,
yeah, I would get my own.
$5. You guys liked it though?
Yeah, it was great. That was fun.
What about my GMing?
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was
your first real.
What did you think?
How was my GM?
He's still here, isn't he?
He's still here.
Thank you.
He's alive.
All right.
That's as good a compliment as you're gonna get.
Well,
you're alive.
I haven't killed Meyer yet.
Well, I'm almost disappointed in myself because
you didn't kill Meyer.
No, because I had to think about certain like things in Star Wars, and I never used to have to do that.
Oh.
Like,
Bill's not used to thinking.
Not about Star Wars.
It used to come naturally. I had to think. Like, I was like, "What the hell is that creature called?"
Will's gonna go home and just watch all six movies straight right now.
No, I'm gonna go home and read my characters and.
that's the one thing that I'm not a fan of is I don't really know Star Wars too well. Like, I know the movies, but I don't know much about the extended universe or expanded universe.
Yeah. Well, do you want a book on the races and stuff?
If we're gonna play this more, I can look stuff up, and that would be helpful.
That's what I was a little worried about, running this game, is that. I mean, I know a bunch of Star Wars, but there's a lot of other people who know so much more than me.
Doesn't matter. The only ones here who might are Will and Ed. And fuck them.
Hey!
Wait, what?
No.
They'll be the listeners. They might go, hey, you don't know Star Wars.
I'm sure there's just somebody out there.
They're just jealous.
It's all right.
The Star Wars guru.
And we're just having fun, I guess.
If any of you wants to be appointed official Ragnarok Star Wars, first of all, you might have to fight Meyer, because he will want that. He will want.
Look, if George Lucas is listening, then I would take criticism from him. Otherwise, just take it as a
criticism. I did like our characters. When we do this again, I probably.
I don't think I would take George Lucas's criticism.
I probably
create Jar Jar Binks.
Another robot.
Yeah, I was looking at the character classes. There was a different kind of smuggler that I might like, but yeah.
I really like the. Yeah, I would keep playing this character, I guess.
I might change up the skills and everything.
I was thinking when I make character creation, I'll have you guys so you can team up and see.
You can be an assassin droid.
No, I like the
support droid.
Yeah, I didn't mind the fact that he was a support droid, but I might round him out a little more.
Yeah, my guy was really well rounded, but his only one really good skill was piloting. Which is, okay.
It's a very good beginner game.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to think about a character I want to use. But
all right.
I love the art for her. Look at her face.
Yeah.
I'm killing the robot. I'm killing the droid. He's dead.
It's done.
It's all the art in the book.
It may have already... Oh,
It's done.
Just the R in the book is
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very...
It's fucking badass.
Fantasy Flight knows how to make their stuff.
Yep.
They do.
All right. Well, hope you guys all enjoyed that. This is probably a preview for an actual campaign that's coming.
I'm planning on it.
Eventually!
Ooh.
In the future!
I'll make my own games. I'll know the other stuff better. Thank you, guys.
All right. So
yeah, we did
good job, Meyer.
Yeah.
Good improv. Good improv.
I did it.
You're better than Eric by a lot.
Eric hasn't really tried in a while.
At a lot of things.
You killed, that's it. You killed my boss. Oh, all right.
His one, I Adore the Decor game was good.
I don't think I ever played that one.
It was in your basement.
Which one?
Well, you had the cult of people who the password was you had to
I
say
adore
you adore the decor.
I don't think
was
I remember that one.
And then somebody
the bug.
I think it might have been. And then I said I abhor the decor, and everybody drew their guns. Anyway.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Hope you had a good time.
Take care.
Fuck Whistle.